Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me mine.
Ready?
One, two, three, go.
Hello.
We're recording.
Oh, you're going to do the song now?
No, I fucking hate that. And there's the first F-bomb.
Welcome to Mama's and Merlot, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's
yes,
Day.
Yes, that's the one. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Today, well, first, hi, I'm Vanessa. With me is Chrissy.
Hi.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And we have a very, very special guest today, Miss Gina Castronovo.
Mrs.
Excuse me. I apologize. Mrs. Gina Castronovo.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Gina.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you for having us.
So incredibly excited.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but when we first started this podcast, I'm like, in my head, like to myself, I was like
our first
goal. To get Gina on the show.
It was our first goal.
It was our first goal.
Wow.
So thank you so much for... Yeah.
Well,
helping
humbled.
Us meet our first show for first goal.
Episode 25. Episode 25.
We actually had this discussion with Vanessa's husband Neri on our way up here, and he's like,
I
why are you
there.
Guys yeah no you were not
I wasn't there
me and Stephanie did and we were like he's like why are you guys like giddy to meet Gina, and we're like, she's like a real mom, like
she's like a real adult
like, oh my god,
we're like looking like she's like mom goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. And okay. And by the way, battle scars, and I've earned them from having two
we'll
boys.
We'll definitely
for
talk
sure.
about them.
Yeah.
We want to know
everything about having teen boys.
Yes.
Because we all have boys.
We all have boys, and we'll get there eventually, and I'm terrified. So
we're only a couple years in this struggle.
Yeah.
Like, we know.
Yeah, well, no, but like the first time
you have
I'm
a
like,
right to be terrified.
Okay.
No.
That doesn't make me feel
no.
But like, I remember the first time I had to call you, I was like, oh my god, I have to call
we were
Gina.
Sitting in my house.
Yeah,
we were
sitting
in my living
house.
Room.
I'm like, we're like, okay, let's call Gina. 1, 2, 3, let's call her. I'm like, oh, she didn't answer. Like,
oh my god. I was going to say, did I answer? Because I'm notorious for never answering my phone. Like, I apologize.
No, but then like you called me back like 20 minutes later and I was by myself and I was like, and Neri looked at me when I talked to her the second time. He's like, why are you such a freak? Like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, I'm just so excited.
Wow.
Well, anyway, thank you
so much. We're having
so like
a moment here. Yes.
And we're in Gina's amazing house.
Yes, thank you so much for having
thank
us.
Thank you
over.
So much for having us.
And for feeding
for
us.
For feeding us. We have so many things to plug today. But let's
start first and foremost
with our wine.
Yes.
Gina, would you like to tell us what we're drinking?
Today we are drinking Castronovo Chianti.
It's
wine that we import from Italy. And it's currently available at the Anthony's Coal-Fired Pizza restaurants and many of your local wine shops, liquor stores. And it's perfect with Italian food and
yes,
any sort of meat or chicken or
anything. Or
any reason.
Friday night, a lonely.
Donuts and cookies.
Donuts and cookies.
Chianti goes with everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you know where in Italy the vineyard is?
I mean, I'm sure they've been there.
Well, yeah, but like the area.
It's in Tuscany.
Oh.
Vanessa just came back from like a couple months ago from like a 2-week trip.
My parents
to Italy.
Took my brother and I. We went for 3 weeks and we just like drove up and down the country. It was amazing.
That's a trip of a lifetime.
It was. We got to see like where my dad's family was from because my dad is Italian. So we got to see like where his mom is from and where his dad is from. And they're both from like teeny tiny little towns. Like I got to see the house where my grandparents were actually born. Like they were born in the homes. So I'm like, this is so cool.
That's like, remarkable. Were they sleeping in like hammocks and stuff?
No. Okay. No.
Some of the hilltop towns, sleep in hammocks and strange things like that.
My grandfather's house is a teeny tiny little town. It's called Mafalda. Mm-hmm. And they lived above the post office of the town. Like they ran the post office, so they lived right above it, the whole house. And the house was closed, but we got to see it and we kind of like broke into the basement. Well, I mean, the house is abandoned. It's all like boarded up and nobody had a key. So we're like, the basement is open. So we like dug around and found a few things that we brought back with us.
You should try and buy that building.
Well, somebody was thinking about passing it down to us.
Uh huh.
Because they do have a key. We just didn't get to see the people that had the key. So we didn't actually have the key. And then my dad was like, so let's go look at the house to see if you and your brother want it. And I'm like,
I'll take a house somewhere.
Like, I want it.
I'll take a house
So my
wherever.
First question was, where was your husband and the children when you were doing this fabulous Italian tour?
They were here. They were here. Ta-da! It was wonderful. I'm like, bye, babe. I'm leaving for 3 weeks. No, he stayed here with them. And then his mom helped him when he had to travel. It was wonderful.
Girls, I can't even imagine.
We missed her so much, though.
Did you really?
We were just, she would text us at like all kinds of weird hours. And we were like, oh my God, this is so amazing.
I'm like, look at this wine.
She would send us so many pictures of like all the delicious food she was eating and all the wine she was drinking. And like,
she either only sends us pictures of either drinking wine or drinking coffee.
Yeah.
Like that was basically the extent of what she did.
That's like the mom diet, though.
Yeah. She's also not allowed to leave us alone ever.
Ever again. Never for that long period of time. We have to come.
I'm sure her husband and children feel the same way.
Oh, yeah, they did.
But the Italians, I mean, the wine is part of the culture. I mean, they drink it at lunch. Yeah.
Like, we got to somebody's house at like 11:30. They're like, would you like some wine? I'm like, yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, please.
I'll never turn down wine.
Never.
Absolutely.
Never, ever, ever.
Never. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we brought Gina some Night Owl cookies and some Mojo Donuts, and she supplied us with some Anthony's pizza.
Lots of Anthony's.
And chicken wings and eggplant.
And salad.
And salad.
Yeah.
It was, like we're yummily full.
Yeah, we are. We are pleasantly full.
Well, you were on the road all day, so I thought I'd feed you.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Before we drank a lot of wine.
Yes.
That's okay.
So thanks again.
We have a designated driver today, so we're good.
Thank you. Yeah, Neri's wandering around here somewhere with Paul. So thanks again, Gina, for having us here, for hosting us. We are truly, truly thankful.
Pleasure.
So are we going to just jump in?
Yeah, before we jump in, I just want to say that I've had the other wine that you guys have had, the Montepulciano. I've had that every time that I go to Anthony's, and I really love it. But my favorite wine of all time is Chianti's in general, so I am like
super excited for this.
So far
Castro Novo Vineyards has not let us down, and I doubt it's going to start. So check out Castro Novo Vineyards for
have a white also.
We do, but we're phasing that out.
Oh,
okay. Reds are better anyway.
We're going to stick with the reds.
Reds are better.
And you're going to love it, I'm sure.
Reds are better because, as I explained, they are for Florida residents. Hurricane safe.
Yes.
Because you don't need to
refrigerate them.
They don't need to be refrigerated. They are part of your hurricane supply kit.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, apparently alcohol, with this big like giant storm that was going on up north, like everybody went out and bought wine like in droves. So we're not the only ones that go buy wine when storms are coming.
Of course not.
Good for you guys.
So, Gina.
Yes.
Besides anything that you want to talk about and stuff, we have some questions.
Okay.
Yeah, we like to play kind of like 20 questions with our guests. It makes it more fun.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty.
Yeah.
So we'll keep it simple. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Nothing crazy.
Yeah. First question. Are you a Florida native?
I was born in Chicago, but I was raised in Boca.
Okay.
I came in elementary school, like third grade.
Cool.
Yeah.
So is your family still in Chicago, or is everybody kind of,
you know,
in?
There's some distant family in Chicago, but the whole family is mostly here in Florida.
Cool.
And I went to Catholic school.
Hey, Steph and I did that.
I went to public high school.
As did I.
BFFs, guys.
And I guess let's just start. We'll start down the road. So how'd you meet Paul?
Oh, my. Well, after many years in South Florida, honing my man-catching skills.
Very important.
Very. No,
I'm seriously kidding around. I was teaching college at the Art Institute in Fort Lauderdale, and one of his interns was in my class, and he was not doing that well. And because he would fall asleep every day. And so to get extra credit, I asked him if he wanted to have the morning show that he worked for come in and be guest speakers in my class, which was a common occurrence. I had a lot of people come in and be guest speakers. And so he did. His name was Omelette. And,
Omelette?
Yeah. And he told Paul at the time that he would marry me someday. And that he had to meet me. He neglected to mention that I was married at the time with a small son. But that is how we met. I met Paul. And then several years down the road, we began a relationship. But that is the first meeting, and Omelette was correct. Omelette, Nostradamus, same thing.
What did you teach at Art Institute?
Several classes. A lot of like concert promotion, concert production.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Cool. I actually met Toast recently, who worked for you.
He was one of my students, yes. And I got him in the internship with Paul.
He says that you're like the nicest person ever. And I agree.
Yes.
Oh my goodness. Well, that is so nice of him to say.
I met him last Saturday at an awards gala.
Uh-huh.
And my husband met him a couple of weeks back because my husband, Gina wants a refill. husband helps run the journalism club at where he works. He's a high school teacher, and they went up to Shark, and they met with Toast, and he said that he had only nice things to say about
you. Oh my gosh! Well, it's nice to hear that Toast is giving back to the journalism students of America, mm-hmm. as he should.
Yes. What's next?
Yes. So, we were just wondering because. We know that.
That sounds like a dangerous way to start a question.
Right now, just from your facial expression, I'm like, what is coming next?
And feel free to edit.
Okay.
So we know how people can be.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're trying not to be one of those
people. And we're trying really hard not to be those people. Have you ever had like a fan moment?
Like somebody be crazy towards you?
Paul, like that, of just like trying to find where you guys are.
Your husband is. Uh-oh. We're just assuming people know that your husband is Paul Castronovo of the morning show fame.
Yes. On Big 105.9, the Miami market.
So. It's been in Miami for 26 years or so. Yes, many times, actually. We've received threatening letters against me. In the mail before, police have been involved. There's been we had a gate at our old house.
Oh.
And so it can be a little dicey, but most of the time everyone's very generous and nice. I mean, only once in a while does it get ugly, which is, you know, a little startling to me. But no, we've had lots of fan moments, and most of the fan moments are beautiful. I mean, when I became sick with cancer, I received thousands of emails from people that were just wishing me well. And, you know, that is immeasurable, you know, what that means to me. And then after my car accident, again, people were praying and praying and praying. And I feel like, you know, part of the reason why I survived is because of all the prayers that people were saying for me, because it was a miracle. And awesome.
That was a great Christmas time.
That was December 23rd. Yes.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
Gina's also a breast cancer survivor, you guys. Like, that's like.
She's badass.
She's a badass.
She's, basically badass.
I will kick some cancer ass. Let's just say that. Stage 3 cancer, and I will kick its ass.
Yes, definitely.
Yes. Me and many girlfriends. Surprising how many women go through it. Actually, about 1 in 8.
Wow.
Women, yeah. That's so, wow. That's so amazing. As far as fans, I'll take them all day.
Yeah. Awesome.
And the crazy ones, who, let's hope that
kind of comes with
they have other. Yeah. Let's hope they have other people to focus on.
So let's have some fun.
Okay. Yes.
So, do you have a celebrity crush?
Ooh. I love how she asked me like that. Like I'm so innocent.
John Stewart.
Oh, that's yes. a good one.
That is a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that one.
Love him.
We got to. I got to meet him years ago because he came to the FIU homecoming.
Really? Did he perform?
Yes, he did.
Oh my gosh! I'm sorry about the dog. Excuse me.
It's fine.
It's okay.
Hey, buddy.
It's okay, buddy.
Come here.
All right.
One, ready?
Two.
Go.
Three. We're back. Okay.
Sorry about that.
We're back.
You were telling your story about John Stewart.
Yes.
John Stewart, huh?
You were saying you met John Stewart.
I met John Stewart.
Oh, sorry. I met John. Sorry. I get screamed at all the time for where I put my mic.
She holds it sideways. I'm like, I can't hear you when you hold it sideways.
I don't know. I feel like the mic needs to like have more style. Well, Jeff has a problem too, apparently. Her husband feel like has the same problem on mic.
Because I feel like the mic needs a little bit more of a like a, hey, what's up?
Well, there are certain mics that actually are multi-directional, but yes.
Yes, but
this, omnidirectional.
This is... Hold it to your face, Mike.
Correct.
I don't know what
all right, girl. Get it together.
No, let's go with that. That's fine.
The technical term is hold it to your face, Mike.
I met John Stewart when he came to FIU Homecoming, and we were all just like, he's very, 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 very funny.
Did he already have The Daily Show?
No, this was pre-Daily Show.
This was when he was like an Adam Sandler movie still?
Not even Adam Sandler. It was after MTV... because he had like a game show on MTV for a while or something like that.
It was before my time. I have no idea.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh,
what you're
let
about.
Me just.
Me too.
Let me just. Our listeners know this, but I will catch Gina up. I'm a teeny bit older,
just a teensy bit
than these two. Uh-huh. So they
Stephanie
spend most
and I went
of their
to high school together. Like she and I graduated same class. Like we've known each other a really long time.
So they tend to pick on.
I don't. I do not do that to you.
They tend to point out your...
She does. That's age. 70. It's 70 me. Does it.
It's ageism.
It's about eight, an 8 year.
Yeah.
How old are you?
39.
Yeah, 31.
30. Yeah. Wow. It's a
it's like not 8.5
year. 8-9 year difference. So sometimes I'll be like, oh, because when I was younger, this. And they just look and at me with
but
blank
stares. But sometimes I legitimately have no idea what you're talking about.
That too.
So I'm like, no, that's before my time.
So if John Stewart is your celebrity crush...
He and Bono.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Wait a minute.
Good one.
I like Bono that is a that needs a moment.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna go see U2 in a couple months?
I've seen them many times, but probably.
Does it mean you can't see them again?
No,
exactly.
Certainly not.
That was a different show, right?
Yeah, exactly.
They're great. We have Bono and John Stewart as your celebrity crushes. Now let's say there was gonna be a movie made about your life. Who do you want to play you?
Wow. Okay.
Ah.
Thoughtful question.
Oprah.
No. Go for it.
Great fucking answer.
Honestly.
I love that great answer. Fucking answer.
I love that answer.
Listen.
You know, I would have to pick someone, I guess, from my generation. I don't know.
Not even.
No.
Oh, we go super crazy.
If
like
your movie. God,
anybody from Sandra Bullock to, you know.
Oh, Sandra
Bullock is a great
Julie
choice.
Roberts.
Ooh, no. She'd do a good job.
Who would you pick to play Paul?
Wow.
He would
Kevin
say like
James.
Pacino or
James.
Kevin James.
That's who I would pick for Gary.
That's a great answer. So, he would want like De Niro or Pacino or
of
someone
course
like that,
he
though.
Would.
But Kevin James.
Kevin James,
Kevin James is a great answer. That's
yes.
perfect.
Or maybe that guy from The Sopranos, but he's dead.
He is. But that's okay. He can, you know.
No,
he'd be okay with
you cannot make a movie retroactively before he's dead.
Sure you can. It's a fantasy world. Do whatever you want.
In our fantasy world, Mila Kunis is playing me. You know,
Blake Lively
oh,
is playing
a good
her.
One.
But
she's cute.
There's nothing here that matches that. But I'm going to go
face
big.
Face-wise, stop it.
I'm going to go big.
I think that's a great call.
Yes, I agree. She's beautiful.
She is, which is why really her is. Little 5'2 self and my 5'9 self will be perfect.
5'2?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel she's tiny. I feel like I put her in my pocket.
You can carry her around in my backpack.
Gina could go in my pocket.
I would hope so.
Who would you get to play your kids?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Which
some
actually is a good
spoiled
time.
Actor brat. I don't know. This is a good time to segue. Do you want to tell us a little bit about your boys?
Sure. I can also tell you about Spoiled Actor Brats too.
Sure, we'll take both of them.
We'll take both.
But
either.
No, I have two boys. One is 16. His name is AJ. It's out there, so I may as well say it.
Yeah.
And then my older one is Nick, and he's 25. And they're both awesome boys. And one plays lacrosse and is still in high school, and one is a glass artist.
Oh,
and
that's
lives
amazing.
In Coral Gables.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Graduated from the University of Florida. We're very proud parents. And, you know, they're both doing good. All you want for your kids is really to be happy and for them to be able to support themselves someday.
Did you go to UF also, or you went to
Florida State?
Oh,
okay. Ooh. Ooh,
rivalry.
And then four other colleges.
A house divided.
Yeah. So I moved around a bit, but eventually settled in concert production, and I really liked it. So it's cool.
That's a great major.
Yeah.
Sounds like so much fun.
See, so that you're like, you have a background in concert production. Uh-huh. What kind of like, this is off, like, I'm going off script.
Oh, yeah, go.
What kind of like crazy, like, concert stories or like celebrity stories you have? I'm sure you've got a bunch of them.
You can
look at her face.
You don't need to name the name.
You don't have to name the names,
but you can if you want to.
You can if you want. Nobody listens to this, don't worry.
Yeah, it's just us. We're just sitting here. No, but if you don't have to name it, you can just like describe them for us.
Or it rhymes with.
You know, There's some really intimate things that I would never share.
No, of course.
About certain people, just because I feel like if you're working in that situation, that you shouldn't say things about people that it's a reasonable expectation of privacy. That doesn't mean anything nowadays because everybody's taking pictures of everybody and
right.
ratting them out. But I will say that. Let me think. Stevie Ray Vaughan was awesome.
Yeah.
He was a really sweet guy. I got to work with him about two days before he died in that helicopter crash.
Wow.
I worked with Millie Vanilli.
Oh my god. But they don't sing.
They don't sing, and I was the only one that noticed backstage.
Really?
Yes. I was the only one that noticed and was loud enough to say it.
Oh wow.
And we were doing a sound check and they weren't singing. And I was in the production office and I said, does anyone notice like they're not singing?
So what were they?
And then,
what were
and they then sound-checking? They wouldn't do any interviews because they didn't speak English.
Oh my.
And I said, how can they sing in English if they don't speak English? And then someone's like, well, maybe they took lessons just for that song. I was like, okay, maybe they did. So anyway, it didn't take long. And sure enough, the gig was off and they had to give back their Grammy for Best New Artist.
Gosh.
But, so I, you know, that was one of those moments. I worked with Whitney Houston.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
Pre or post Bobby?
Post Bobby. She was preparing for a tour. And the baby was around.
Okay.
I don't know how old. I'm trying to think. She was like 4 or 5, I think. Bobby Christina.
Yeah.
She was rehearsing in Doral. So that was interesting. She wanted Krispy Kreme donuts. And there wasn't one around, so that was a pain in the butt.
I think the only one we have anywhere in South Florida is
like, near Doral. It's in Hialeah.
No, it's in North Miami Beach.
Steph, what's on
well,
your
at
shirt?
That time.
But at the time,
I don't know. What's on my shirt?
Uh-oh.
Donut frosting or something? I don't know.
Lovely.
I have no idea. I have wipes in my purse.
Yeah, I have wipes in my purse, too.
This is what happens when you still have toddlers.
Yeah, we have wipes everywhere.
It's okay. No one can see it. But us.
Yeah, but I know it's there.
Oh, all right.
It's like I can feel it.
So wait.
Right here, we can hear the wipes coming out.
So
it's real life, guys. It's real life.
So with the Millie Vanilli.
Yes.
When you saw it.
Yes.
Come out in the news, did you like jump up and down?
Yes.
I said it.
Like, I knew it.
Another thing that happened was I worked for a concert promoter and I had a chance to work with Garth Brooks when he was brand new. And he was unloading his bus, and I remember he walked up to me with some gear in his hand, because at the time he still unloaded his own gear, and he looked at me and he said, where would you like me to put this, ma'am? And first of all, I was stunned because I was in my 20s and I was like, well, what, you know, like, who are you calling me, ma'am? Like, I'm in South Florida, people, you know. So anyway, ended up working with him that day, and about a week later we were in a meeting at the concert production office, and I said to my boss that I thought that Garth Brooks was going to be a really big star, and he said to me, you don't know what you're talking about.
Shut up.
Swear to God.
Oh my God,
you don't know what you're talking about. You just think he's cute.
Well,
which I mean, he's cute, but you know, no,
he's not, He's not like Brad Pitt. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, and that's what I thought. I'm like, maybe really?
He's okay.
No, but the raw talent just screamed through, and it was actually really incredible to witness. And that was kind of what I really enjoyed about being in the concert industry. Like the Smashing Pumpkins played at a little teeny nightclub in South Beach.
Wow,
you know, it was packed to the gills, like right on Washington Avenue, and there was this little, you know, this band, Smashing Pumpkins, and it was, you know, so. It was interesting.
Back when they were nobody.
I got to work with a lot of people back when they were nobody. It was kind of cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And the scene in South Florida is pretty good.
Back then, yeah.
Like, yes. In this area, like, a lot of people would... We were, like, a testing ground.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of, you know, local bands, and there was a good, pretty good rock scene. It's kind of gone away now.
Yeah.
I don't know where the rock scene is anymore.
It's not here. I'll tell you, because my husband's in a band, and they've been together for like 7 years, and they've never been able to like really move forward because there's nothing to do here anymore.
I feel like the only music that breaks out of Florida now is Latin music.
Yeah.
Or EDM. And
perhaps. I'm not that familiar with it, but yeah.
Me neither, but I just know that.
Me neither. Okay.
No, you might be right. What is that, Steve Aoki or whatever?
Yeah, it's like DJ or something. It's like people that just push a button on a freaking laptop and call
you know,
people.
I don't know if I would go that far. I mean, I believe that they're talented, just in a different way.
Yeah.
I just don't really appreciate it that much. I guess I wouldn't be caught at that festival.
Yeah, no.
Right.
You know, unless someone dropped me in,
I think, or something.
It's next week. You could not pay me enough to be anywhere near downtown.
Ultra Festival. Yeah. That's right.
Dave actually played a show at the Hard Rock the same weekend as Ultra Weekend, like 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare.
You could not pay me enough. You couldn't pay me enough to go to the beach this weekend, to be anywhere near that area. Like, no, thank you.
Nope.
I'll stay home. Now that I have a problem staying home,
I have a random self-serving question. So,
of course, you do.
When you were doing concert stuff, you ever work with Matchbox 20?
Yes, she loves Rob Thomas.
Oh my God, I love Rob Thomas too.
We were born on the same day. We had the same birthday.
Okay. I have a picture of myself with Rob Thomas in the office that I don't know where it was taken.
Chrissy just
I don't
little.
Remember.
He's just best friends right now.
But, he and Gina just became best friends.
Okay, he's so nice. Is and by really? The way, oh, I just his I find his lyrics to be
Snapchat.
Entrancing.
Okay, you have it on your phone.
It is like
I. Yeah.
He's gotten me through ridiculous amounts of.
Keep talking.
Oh, he's gotten me through like ridiculous amounts of just like. Breakups and sadness and stuff like that. And I was like, and it's so a niche. Like, not many people are like die hard Matchbox 20 fans. So I'm like, hey, so you know what, Thomas?
No, I do. I love them. And I've actually seen him in concert just as a fan. And I just adore him. And I find that his, like I said, his songwriting is amazing. He's a poet.
Yeah.
That song, 3 a.m., it's 3 a.m., about beautiful. His mother suffering through chemo. Oh, well, obviously, it strikes, you know, a chord in my heart. But no, I find him to be really, really
interesting. Yeah, like my mom is a cancer survivor. So
is she?
We have that. There's a couple story.
Yeah.
We'll go there.
We'll deal with that.
We'll go there several times tonight, I'm sure.
But, my husband for 2 years ago, I think, got me tickets to Rob Thomas, a concert, and he didn't realize because it was called An Evening with Rob Thomas.
Yes.
And he thought it was just a concert, but it was Storyteller basically. And so he just told stories and talked about each
song.
But that's
sometimes even better.
Oh, yeah. I would love it.
It was amazing. He has an amazing story about, and I'm going to kick myself because I can't remember who it is. And I want to say it was Santana. Uh-huh. That he left him a voicemail right before the they did the duet.
Smooth.
Yeah. And then he didn't delete it. And this was like, we're talking answering machine time.
Yeah.
Like he had a record at the house and he would walk into his house.
Free millennials listening that don't know what an answering
machine
is. It's a machine
freestanding machine that plugs into the wall.
It's sad that we have to explain that.
Next to your phone that used to be in the wall.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It had a cord and everything.
He said that when people would come visit him, he's like, hold on, I have to check my messages. And he would just play the message so that people, oh, that Jerry. He's just
so funny.
He's so funny. He's always trying to reach me. And we're
playing
dying.
Phone tag. It's fine.
Yeah. It's do you remember that the people used to screen their calls that you would?
I still do that. I don't answer the phone. I don't know who's calling me.
So screening your calls used to be when you would let somebody talk on your answering machine a little bit. It was before caller ID, and they'd be like, "Hey, it's blah blah blah," and I just wanted to know. And then you would pick up us based on whether or not you wanted to talk to that person at that moment.
Well, like I said, I still do that.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I'm very excited that you said he's nice, because now my dreams and fantasies are just a little bit more vivid now.
Good to know.
Sometimes it's really disappointing.
Is he your top? Is he your fantasy? Is he your crush?
He's like my, like, up there, like, favorite person.
Wow.
Like, well, besides my kid. He might be.
Your kid is the same. We're talking about like grown up.
No, like grown up, like he, like Rob Thomas is literally up there. Like, I have a lot of like celebrity crushes and people like Trevor Noah that I will die if I. He's my latest new one.
He's a cutie.
He's such a cutie. I really want to go to his show, but it's really expensive. Really ridiculous. But
Paul, if you're listening,
Trevor Noah tickets, hook it up.
Some tickets.
But Rob Thomas, like, I remember like how sad, like, I remember being sad as like when he got engaged.
Oh, yeah, God. So I was like, he's married, and that's it.
We're
no longer be able to be together. Like, that's how it was with him. Like, it was ridiculous. I understand this now.
I'm sorry for your loss.
But yeah, he's up there. Like, oh, Rob Thomas is up there.
It's funny.
I know. That's my boy.
I love you, Christy.
The thing is, hey, but you know what? It's a limited pool. So not that many people.
Yeah, I don't think that many women are clamoring after Rob
Thomas.
Exactly. I'm going to stand true and strong. And
there's
eventually
a chance.
So there's a chance. Someday.
Sure.
I just want to meet him. That's like my whole theory with Lance Bass.
You're not going to turn him, sweetie.
No, I don't want to turn him. I want to be his best friend.
Well, that too.
I would love to have a great gay best friend.
Yes,
right?
We all would.
I'm in the market for a gay assistant.
That's gay.
You're in the market for.
But I want a guy that's like kept and he has credit cards and he can shop with me.
Yes.
I don't want to pay for anybody's crap. Like, I don't want to do that.
No, it's not even about paying. It's just like, you know, like his lifestyle. Like, he could just like run around and be like, darling, that looks great on you.
Yeah,
like, yes, this all happens in my mind.
Like, yeah, I can pick up and go to Hawaii for 5 days. Sure.
Yeah, when my husband can't.
Right,
like, they're going fishing next weekend in Bimini for 5 days, and he keeps saying, "Oh, what girlfriend you want to bring with you?" And I'm like, no one wants to come to Bimini for 5 days.
I'll go to Bimini.
We'll go to Bimini with you,
please.
Whenever you need
they
a buddy,
fish all day, and I just sit there on the sand. But anyway, I just thought,
that's what
I need my gay friend.
That is the dream, to sit on the sand and not have a 5-year-old climbing all over you.
Right.
That is the dream.
We just need 13
right
years. Well, listen. 13 years.
Right.
That sounds so long.
That's such a long time.
That sounds so long.
Gina has given us the time frame.
True.
16.
True.
16 is what we got to aim for.
Maybe even 15. You could shoot for 15.
If you got a mature kid.
Yeah. Right. 15. Well, I mean, if they're going off with their dad to fish, then you don't have to, you know, worry or tell jokes or whatever. Whatever he's going to be doing.
That would be amazing. Go on vacation and the kid just leaves with dad and wants nothing to do with me.
Peace,
I love my child.
Boy Scout.
That would be amazing.
It's a great thing. That when we went to vacation this summer in Vancouver, they went salmon fishing for the day. I did the spa thing.
Nice.
It was nice. It would be nice to have a daughter, though, to do stuff like that with me.
You want
to
adopt me? You can adopt me.
Thanks, dear. We're up for adoption.
We are up for adoption.
Okay. I'll keep that up for consideration.
We'll come to Bimini with you.
Yeah, but
for
see, sure. Vanessa has the
you
pair.
Come with all that
see,
baggage,
yeah,
though.
Got one of each,
you got a husband and kids.
No, he can stay home with the kids. Clearly, I don't mind leaving them for 3 weeks.
That apparently not. I never heard of such a thing.
Mama needs a vacation, guys.
3 weeks? Holy moly.
Hey, when your parents are offering to pay for everything, you go.
You go.
You find
you're right
a way to go.
You go.
Jesse doesn't
so what if you're, you know, your children learn to walk and like their teeth come in while you're gone? It's okay.
It's fine. They'll survive.
Okay.
There may be another
it's
one.
The second child. The second child. You
oh, that explains everything.
Yeah, I had all of that with the first. The second one... he's okay.
The first one was still there, though.
Yeah,
yes,
she was,
was still around.
Yeah, she was.
Yeah, there. Okay. Just checking.
But she was already past the like milestones point.
Oh,
but no. They still have milestones. They're just different.
Oh my God, there's so many milestones.
I'm amused. So, because I'm just laughing, I'm gonna go with there's a lot of people that would say that your husband is funny. Do you find
are
you one of those people?
At times, yeah, I find him entertaining. I find him talented.
Oh my god!
Is he funny in the home? Not necessarily. You know, I mean, I think that a lot of wives of comedians, or I don't know, you know, or actors or whatever, might find that, you know, that, you know, at home when they're leaving their laundry on the floor and all that, it's not funny. Nothing's funny about that. And
I completely agree.
You know, can he tell a joke now and again? Sure. You know, and we're sitting around on Sunday morning and he's checking out the news or whatever. I mean, it can be funny, but on a daily, like, ha-ha, you know, moment, no, not every, no.
Does he annoy you all the time?
Does he annoy me?
Yeah, like, all the time.
Am I a wife?
Oh, perfect answer. Title of the episode.
Am I a wife?
Am I a wife?
Am I a wife with Gina Castanova? There's the title.
And by the way, I'm sure I annoy him too. I'm sure I make him insane.
But that's our job, though.
Yeah, but you know what? We have to introduce you to our life philosophy.
Yes,
it's called irrational support.
Irrational support. Yeah.
Okay.
So irrational support is basically when your girlfriends do something or say something that is completely
crazy
okay. and over the top
or out there
whatever,
and their husbands or your husband is like,
that's not right.
We're like, listen,
it doesn't matter.
She's okay.
I like it.
We have like a group chat, like a group text message. It's the three of us with our husbands.
Yeah.
So there's six people on this like messaging thread.
It's not.
It takes up most of the day.
Yes.
But most of the time, like, somebody will say something. One of us will say something like, yeah, you can't do that. And then these two will be like, yeah, she's right. You cannot do that. So like,
and they'll be like, oh, we forgot. It's irrational support. We can't argue with you. And we're like, exactly.
You cannot. Exactly. So
it's basically like, if one of these bitches decides to kill someone, like, I'm helping bury the body.
Yeah. We're helping take the body out to the Everglades.
Yeah, because the cops can never subpoena those text messages. Ever.
Of course not.
I know. We make sure never to put it in writing.
Just put it in a text message.
We just put it on a recorded podcast.
We just put it on a recording podcast. It'll be on the internet.
Put it out to the internet.
I love it.
It was for great idea. Show.
It's for comedy, you
it's
guys.
Obviously sarcasm.
I was going to say, so what is it that you find funny? Like, what is your, like, humor in general? Like, you said that your celebrity crush is Jon Stewart. So is it more that political, like, smart humor?
Yeah, I guess it is political humor. And I find guys that are funny, obviously attractive, because I married one.
I hear that.
You know, I don't know. It's hard for me to say. I don't laugh a lot. I'm not, like, a funny ha-ha person. So it's hard for me to say what's
girl after my own
funny.
Heart.
No, I actually find that not a lot of things are very funny. I'm really not amused very easily.
<You're> Neither am I.
I'm so mean.
You see this? It says, it's just my face.
Oh, okay. It's just my mean face.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, because you. Stephanie always has this face of like, what
so
the fuck is
I suffer
wrong with
from a chronic case of resting bitch face.
More? Is there any left?
Yeah, there's some left.
Where I just look like I'm angry and upset all the time, and most of the time I am. But
right.
But sometimes it's just the way that my face looks.
Right.
And I don't really have a very expressive face.
Stephanie's new philosophy is that she's going to laugh internally so that she doesn't get wrinkles.
Well, correct. I'm laughing on the inside.
I can't afford Botox yet. So until I can, I'm trying the least as possible.
I love that so much.
To not move my face.
Because
I'm fighting this aging thing, like tooth and nail. So I'm
which
just
works
trying,
great on an audio podcast.
I mean, you
to
know.
Hold in your laughter is top notch.
I did okay last week.
Well, you did because I said something funny.
Well, and last week she went like this. She was like,
yeah, I had like,
what are you
and
doing?
Then you were worried that you gave yourself a wrinkle from laughing?
Yeah, I had like a huge wrinkle like right here.
Silly girl.
On
silly.
The left side of my, I'm like saying right here and I'm pointing and nobody can see me.
No one can see me. Yeah.
I'm on like the left, on my left temple.
Mm-hmm.
I have like a really, when I smile, you can see this like really deep wrinkle. Mm-hmm.
You can see it because I really, you don't smile.
Well, that's true. It's rare.
Like, I think we're all harder on ourselves.
Of course we are.
Than we should be, but. I certainly think that Botox is a miracle drug.
I mean, as soon as
you
I
know,
can,
and use sparingly for just like the mean
yeah,
line, like the mean
months.
Frown lines or something.
Right.
But
here
I'm also, you know, much older than you girls, so you know, I can say that.
But at my age, it's preventative. It's so that I don't.
I understand that.
And FYI, Neri, you heard that.
Can I say that I'm sick of the Kardashians on television all the time?
Oh,
they just make
it's on every day, every minute.
It is true.
They make an unreasonable goal.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you have a person to show up at your house every morning, do your makeup.
Me. Pick me.
Well, yeah, Stephanie can come to our house.
No, some other programming on television.
I just mean, I'll get up. I hate getting up in the morning. It's the bane of my existence is getting up early. But if somebody's coming over to do my hair and makeup, I'll do it. I'll get up.
But can I say, do you watch E? Do you ever watch E?
Yes, all the time.
Okay. Oh, all the time.
Do you know that Jason Kennedy on there?
Yeah.
He does the news. Okay.
Yeah.
When my husband and I first had our children in Lighthouse Point, mm-hmm. we used to walk the babies in the stroller.
Okay.
And Jason Kennedy went to Cardinal Gibbons High School.
Oh, I didn't even know he was
in Lighthouse Point, Florida. And he used to sit in his garage and edit tapes and work on a TV show.
Really?
For school. And we met him one time in the driveway. And he was like, and people told us, yeah, he's really, really dedicated and he wants to be on television.
Good for him.
And look at that.
That's wow.
Yeah,
that's
every awesome. Time I see him on television, I remember walking by his parents' house and looking in the garage and seeing him sit there at this desk where he had all these tape decks set up. And I just am so impressed with that guy because
that's
it's
awesome.
Like, wow.
Know he's from here. I know.
Yeah.
I want to say that I didn't know that, but now hearing that he's from here, I'm like, yeah, he looks like he's from here. He looks like a little kid from Boca.
Lighthouse Point.
Well, Lighthouse,
he's actually
Lighthouse,
from Lighthouse Point.
Excuse me, Lighthouse Point.
Yeah, and he went to Cardinal Gibbons. But
I think he was married down here.
Huh? I think so.
He just recently got married. And he got married in Florida.
Did he get married down here? I know he got married, but I didn't know he got married.
I think he might have been because I remember
he did a special because they do a special for all of us.
If only there was some device in our pockets.
Jason, we love you and we're proud of you.
We are.
Hey, shout out to the local people. You got to support your local people.
Yeah,
we have a lot of talented people in South Florida. I mean, we breed a lot of good talent down here. We breed a lot of crazy.
Oh,
like face eaters and crap. But I mean, we also breed some good stuff.
I love when I hear a story and I'm like, that sounds great. I'm like, please don't be from Florida.
Yeah,
please.
He went to UM.
Right. Please.
Yeah, every time we hear something psycho on the news, we're like, don't be from Florida.
Don't be from Florida. And
it's from Florida.
And it's from Florida.
Born in Fort Lauderdale, Kennedy grew up near that city.
They don't know what Lighthouse Point is on the internet. Yeah,
he went to Westminster, which is down in Kendall.
Oh, wow.
And he went to UM. Okay, cool.
Good to know.
All right.
Huh. I'm sure we probably know people that know him.
Probably.
Sure.
No, they were not married here. They were married in Dallas, which is where she's from, apparently.
Oh, okay. Because I remember they didn't get married in L.A. I remember that. So I remember thinking, I wonder why they got married there. And maybe that's
why. See, kids, work hard in your parents' garage and look where you'll end up.
I mean, hey.
And the Kardashian network.
The moral. Yeah. The network the Kardashians built.
Yeah. Ugh,
it's pretty bad. I think, they just announced that, Caitlyn Jenner is going to join the Real
I don't buy
Housewives.
That. None of that has come from I'm a housewife.
Caitlyn? You mean Bruce?
Yeah.
Oh my god! I was wondering where she's been lately.
She's been really quiet.
There's a really not reputable rumor that's going around that she's joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
No,
I am a big Real Housewives person,
mm-hmm.
and none of that has come from a reputable source. It's not been announced from Bravo. Andy Cohen has not said anything. Andy Cohen is God to me. So
Steph is our reality.
I'm like a
TV,
reality
info person.
Andy Cohen called my husband's show the other recently. Yeah, and I had to tell him questions to ask Andy Cohen because he didn't know any.
You could have called me because I'm obsessed.
I was freaking out. I go, Andy Cohen's calling your show.
Oh my god! Have you been to the show that he does with Anderson Cooper?
No.
He and Anderson Cooper tour the country.
Oh yeah, no, I haven't seen it. Is it
and
right?
they've been down here a couple of times, but
so
I would
the Silver Fox review.
I would
the
like Silver Anderson Cooper would be a fun friend, but he seems a little uptight to me.
Yeah, oh, he's a
have you ever read about him? He eats the same thing every day for a month.
And I didn't know
he's
that.
Got some issues.
You know that he's not getting any Vanderbilt money.
I believe that.
Yeah, Gloria's not giving him anything.
Whatever. Biatch.
There she. Does she not know he's a
she
silver
better
fox?
Leave it to the environment or something then. Otherwise, what the hell? However, the Vanderbilts, the Rockefellers, I mean, I'm pretty sure the Rockefellers have done a lot for our National Park Service. I don't know about
I'm sure they
Vanderbilt.
Have.
I don't
I'm
know
sure
about the Vanderbilts.
I don't
they
know.
Sold their thing to Fisher Island.
Did they?
Yeah, they used to have a bird sanctuary down there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, interesting.
I guess old money used to do that.
To sell shit?
No, have like sanctuaries.
Oh, just because
now
can.
They just because sell
they
it.
Just because they can. Oh, come to my bird sanctuary.
I would love to have a sanctuary.
Maybe they actually cared.
There was a reason for Hugh Hefner to have like a freaking zoo. It's just because he was like,
because you have the money and you can.
Yeah, I guess.
Bored. I want.
I don't think you can compare Hugh Hefner's zoo to a bird sanctuary.
He's got like monkeys in his house.
Monkeys. Okay, like, that's a big problem, by the way.
I'm like, I want.
Oh, I know. You're not supposed to have it. Yeah, but no. He's got like monkeys.
No,
and
it's
got,
just
like
monkeys freak me out.
I don't like really birds freak me out. I don't like birds.
I like butterflies. Can we have a butterfly sanctuary?
Well, okay. Your son's school has a butterfly garden. I love that.
I like butterflies. That's I don't like nice. Birds. Birds are...
I don't like birds.
Birds poop on everything.
I think birds, it's that movie issues and like they attack
I just feel
people.
Like they're all evil. I haven't...
Can I caution against getting butterflies when your son graduates kindergarten when he's 5?
Sure.
Oh, no.
Do you have a fun story about that?
Yes, I do.
Do it. Tell me.
Okay, so my son is graduating kindergarten, and we're doing all the places. Oh, the places you'll go by Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, I love that.
It's gonna be great, and it's this little school in Lighthouse Point, and all the mothers are involved, and I come up with this idea that each kid should have a butterfly to release as like a symbol.
Oh my god! Okay, I already see this going down.
Guess what? Florida. Guess where the butterflies come from? California.
Oh.
Guess how hot it is in Florida in June. Very hot in the UPS truck.
Oh my god.
And so when the kids opened the boxes, half the freaking butterflies were dead. It was a nightmare. All these mothers were like, who don't want to like ever like have their children have anything horrible happen to them, are like, oh, he's sleeping, he's sleeping, we'll release him later. They're boxing up the butterflies and sticking them in their purse. It was a nightmare. I was like, this is what I get. These poor kids. This is what I get for getting involved. I should have just made a poster or something.
Like, I
brought some cookies or something.
Do you know how you had BFF moments with Annie?
This is the best.
You are my mom goals forever.
What is that?
I'm mom sorry. Goals. Mom. Oh, like, I want to be you when I grow up.
Oh, that's like, very nice. Thank you. No, you don't.
Yes, I do. If I could live on a house on the water with an outdoor kitchen and two toilets.
Two toilets.
Yes, I can.
It's, we're really going to go back to those two toilets.
Two toilets
really
alone.
Is a selling point.
To super impressive.
Yeah,
super
you
impressive.
Know, you know, you made it when you've got two toilets in your master bathroom.
I don't think we've discussed this.
Oh, not on the podcast.
Not on the podcast. We discussed it on the video.
We took Gina gave us the tour of the house.
Gina's bathroom has two separate toilets.
Toilets.
That's two separate enclosed toilets.
Enclosed.
So it's not like one's exposed and out in the open. No. They each have their own mini bathroom inside the bathroom.
And we're not talking
like
about
a little water closet. Yeah. Mine has a washlet on the top. His does not.
And we're not talking about a toilet and a bidet. For those out there that think that that means two toilets. No. We're talking two separate, fully functional.
Like with doors.
With their own rooms.
Like when you go to a super fancy hotel and each one has like a door.
Full door instead of a
full
stall door.
Full door instead of a stall door.
I never want to see what goes on behind the door. I don't.
No.
You don't want to. You don't even want to really do their laundry or their underwear, but you have to.
I mean, you have to,
it's
unfortunately.
Awful.
And you don't want to deal with the fact that, like, I have to go. Well, you're in there. Oh, like, oh,
no.
I have to share one with the kids? No.
No.
Yeah.
Well, it would be nice to have your own toilet. Everyone in America. That's my goal. I'm going to run for president.
Do it.
And my
Gina,
my platform is
Gina
going,
2020.
My platform is going to include a separate toilet for every woman in America.
Oh yes,
that and paid maternity leave,
and that it has nothing to do with your gender. It's just your own separate toilet.
Each home, each master bathroom in each home will have two individual toilets.
Correct.
That is a long lasting
vote marriage. For me.
Vote for Gina.
Vote for Gina.
You have my vote. You have my vote.
Thank you.
Fact. Because we were all just like, this is amazing. This is fantastic.
When my husband and I first got married, we lived in a really tiny, like, one bedroom apartment, and we both had food poisoning at the same time.
Ooh. Oh my God.
I'm not going to tell you who had to end up going in the tub because it happened.
No. I think I could have gone my whole life without knowing that story.
Yeah.
You're probably correct.
Steph, thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gina just gave you side eye.
Yeah, Gina did give me side eye. And I respect your side eye.
No, I feel bad for you. I mean,
that was
really bad.
Was
like, were you in Mexico or something?
No, we just had like bad sushi. And it just.
See, this is why you don't eat sushi.
I love sushi. And normally it's fine. But we just had some. I don't even remember if it was sushi. I don't remember what it was that gave us the food poisoning.
You just like, remember the food
but
poisoning.
But I just remember the fact that like. we were both like, well, what's going to happen? And someone ended up.
Okay. See, this is a reason I should be president.
Yeah.
Because exactly. Everyone
so
will have
if
two
you
toilets.
Were president, we would have had two separate toilets. Correct. And we could have avoided this whole
right. Everyone
mess.
Has a toilet and it's going to be free.
Well, at least it was in your tub and not in your yard.
Well,
or in your sink.
Yeah.
That would have been worse.
Sink is or maybe worse. Like a waste bucket.
A bucket would have been smarter. Let's think about
all the places that you could go to the bathroom instead of
if you don't have a toilet or the tub.
A bucket would have been so much smarter because then you could just throw the bucket away.
Well, to me, in the moment, the tub was better because I could just turn on the water and just rinse it all out.
No,
I thought that came to me later, but
my cat pooped in the tub once, and I thought the same thing, and it took me like 5 hours to flush it down the tub.
Just scoop it out with toilet paper and flush it down the toilet.
It was disgusting. So disgusting.
Oh my. I don't know what to say.
This is taking a turn.
Yeah, this is really taking a weird left turn. Let's go back to the questions, Christy. Get us back on track, please.
Well,
please,
then.
Darling, please.
Besides poo, let's discuss something much more interesting.
Something a little more savory, please.
Yikesy. So, what are some of your vices? Like TV, food, guilty pleasures?
Yeah, guilty pleasure sounds better than vice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so.
Vices sounds
I like
awful.
Wine.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
And
present. Hello, she has her own vineyard.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yes, so that was
hello.
That was actually kismet.
Yeah. How did that happen?
You know, I don't.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Okay. All right, we're.
Another left turn.
Yeah, take a left turn.
Do it.
We were in Italy in a bar, actually, and we met this lovely guy named Eros, and he took us to his family vineyard. Turned us on to some wine, and they were telling us that they wish they could have it in America, you know, like export it.
Right.
And then it wasn't too long after that that my husband on a plane met this guy that imported wine mm-hmm. to America and to the United States. America sounded weird for some reason just then. but to the United States, like it was, you know, like the Columbus coming to America.
Put your flag down.
No, so we actually cut a deal and we started importing this family's wine to the United
That's
States.
Awesome. It's like it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's been going on quite a while now. I mean, I want to say, oh my gosh, I should know better.
At least like 5 years.
But my brain's tired.
It's late on
at least five, maybe eight. That we're doing this now.
I know that I've been having the wine at Anthony's for like quite some time because every time I go, I order a glass of it. Yeah. So it's been a couple of years.
Yeah,
so.
No, you don't have to reassure me. I recall. I'm just trying to think. Like 2006, is in my head right now. So no, it's just lovely to go over there and just visit with the family, like I said, and taste the different, you know, grapes and just
that's
it's
fantastic. Just,
it's beautiful. I mean, and the grandma cooks for us. She's fabulous, by the way.
Real Italian.
She wears she wears like leopard pants. She wears like tight leopard leggings. She's fantastic, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm a girl from Boca. Here you are. You have leopard leggings. Like you're my best friend. So it's kind of cool.
Do you call her? Is she a Nona?
No.
Maybe they call her Nona?
No. Maybe they call her that, but I don't call her that.
How often do you get to go over there?
Once a year.
That's awesome.
Check it out. Are we taking pictures?
I'm just like snapping.
She's on Snapchat.
I'm just snapping. Just one picture.
Okay.
That's so cool. I want a vineyard.
Me too.
How do I get one of those?
I want a
Who
vineyard.
Who do I have to call? To
Apparently,
get a
you have to go to Italy, sit in a bar, and wait for a guy to come
you
talk
know
to
a guy.
You.
How can I get a
we
vineyard?
Know a guy, but it's all about the distribution. I mean, it's actually all about the grape and the wonderful wine that is produced. But you know, you could have the best wine in the world, but if you can't get it here and get it in the stores and get it on the shelves and get it in the restaurants, it really doesn't matter. So, you know, it's very similar to actually when I was in the music business. It's very similar to producing a record and getting it distributed and getting it out there and getting people to buy it, you know.
Right.
And then making very little money from it. No, it's true. I mean, you know,
I just
there's
want
a lot of expense.
For me.
Yeah.
Like
I don't want to share.
Right?
That's
amazing.
I just want to run up and down like
The wine. Well,
the vines and stuff. Yeah, it's very fun. It's and so they cool. are, it's very hilly, yes.
Yeah, I just want to run up and down. Like, I want to have a whole, like, you know, French kiss under the Tuscan sun. Oh, like, a whole, like, little cool.
And you need adventure. Some fun rubber, like, boots.
Have you done the stomping thing? Or is that, like, not real? That's not a real thing?
No, I mean, no. I wouldn't want to drink anybody's wine that had feet in it.
No.
No, I mean, the tanks are incredibly clean and spectacular and... You know, stainless steel initially, and then they go to the wood barrels. I mean, it's
We need to go to Napa.
It's very clean.
I mean, I didn't get to see that in Italy, but I went to Napa with Neri maybe like 4 years ago, and we did a couple of like tours, and we went to like this castle. Can't remember the name of the castle, but the owner of the castle imported all the bricks from Italy to build the castle in Napa, and like he had like you could. We took a tour of the castle and we went under, like, in the basements, and we saw, like, he, like, rebuilt the torture chambers and everything. It was so cool. And then we saw, like, the big barrels, and we got to taste the wine straight from a barrel. I'm like, this is the coolest thing ever. So, yeah, I can't even imagine seeing it in Italy. I'm sad that we didn't get to do that when we went, but... Ugh. We should like the three of us just go to Napa.
Maybe we can just go in.
We can take Gina. Gina, you want to go to Napa?
Well, we went there the first time on our honeymoon,
Was
nice, and then we went back on our 10-year anniversary.
To Napa or to Italy?
To Napa.
Napa's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
I've never been. I want to go.
We should go.
I love California.
Me too.
Our country is so beautiful. There's so many places to see in our country, and I find that California is one of them. I mean, just Northern California.
Well, California has so much variety.
Oh, it really does.
Like, I've only been to Southern California, but like to me that you can go like skiing
Hold
and then drive. You can go skiing in the mountains and then drive 2 or 3 hours south and go to the beach. That's cool. That's cool as hell.
It's very cool. And I find the people in California are pretty chill.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
I agree.
Well, we went to San Francisco, and everybody we met in San Francisco, I was so impressed with how clean San Francisco is. Like, they don't have plastic bags anywhere.
Yeah.
And I think Miami needs to do the same thing. Get rid of all the plastic bags, because it's so clean. Like, there's no garbage anywhere. Like, this is amazing.
They're the top recycling city in the world.
Yeah. I was like, if I could stay, like, I for real, I'm like, the whole time, I'm like, I left my heart in San Francisco. Like, I totally would... Love to live in San Francisco. I'd be happy there.
Me too.
Oregon.
Portland. Yeah. Portland's beautiful too.
Portland is just clean and green.
So nice to go to a clean city.
Yeah, clean and green. I feel like everybody's
Miami
just
sucks.
Yeah, I'm like
everybody's just like at a little coffee shop with their hipster hat on.
Right.
And just like,
but it's so nice.
Everybody's just so nice. And people don't like I don't know what it is. People walk by and they say hi, and you're just like, hi.
You freak out, right?
And here it's like,
why are you?
What do you want?
Someone tells you hi, you're like, what the fuck do you want? Like,
what do you want? What are you after? What are you gonna? Exactly. You clutch your purse, and you're
looking
like,
at my handbag.
Exactly.
Yes. I was walking to my car the other day in a parking garage, and I saw a guy just like leaning on like. The support beam, smoking a cigarette, and I'm like holding my purse, like he's gonna jump me. I'm like, he's just having a cigarette, ignoring me. He wasn't even looking at me. I was like, I'm in danger. My life is in danger. I'm a little dramatic.
I almost got mugged in a stairwell.
Oh my god,
in Boca.
No, mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
No, mm-hmm.
We don't trust people here.
Mug is a weird word, but I don't know word. Like how to like describe it. He was blocking me from getting out of the second floor, and
That's terrifying.
But I had a coat, I had a jacket, and I was cold, and I had a crossbody, and he couldn't see my handbag, he couldn't see my purse, and so I could tell that he was like thrown off by that,
right?
And so I just went, "Excuse me," like I was like really mean, like "Excuse me," and I like ducked under his arm because he literally was holding his arms out.
Oh my god!
I hit the doors and I ran out to the parking garage, and there were some people backing out, and I just ran over to their car and like stood by their car, and they sort of blocked him from me. Like they saw him coming out the stairwell after me. And so they like hung out. It was kind of weird. It happened like in
like
2 or 3 minutes.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
And then he turned back around and went back in the stairwell. It was
That's so
crazy.
Scary.
It was crazy. So yeah. No, you never know.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that can happen in California, too.
What? It can happen anywhere.
It can happen anywhere. There's crime everywhere, but that's terrifying.
It was. Is terrifying.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah.
Well, he would have had a... To tough nut to deal with. If he,
yeah,
I make no mistake, I would have given him my handbag in a second. Well, I would have given him anything. I would have given him my car keys. I would have given him anything. But I've also been through a lot, and I'm not gonna, you know, just.
Gina's a tough
just
guys.
Deal with it.
Gina is a tough chick.
Try to be at times.
You are, dude.
You seriously are.
Go.
Question. Please. Question.
Well,
wait. I have a question.
You have a question.
Do we have more wine?
Yes. We're gonna have to break though to open it.
All right. Let's pause real quick so we can get a new bottle.
Yes,
hang on.
Thank you. Bye.
Please hold.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Okay. Thanks for holding, and we're back.
Yay.
Okay. Yay.
So,
let's... All right, Christy, next question.
Next question. Okay, I'm doing the mic thing again. Let me stop that. So, this is something we've asked everybody, and it's... If you could write a book, what would it be about? But
You've written a book.
Well, I co-wrote a book. I had a little section in a book. I certainly wouldn't have chosen to written about to excuse me blah, to write about that. But it seemed like that was a niche that was not filled at the time when I was first diagnosed with breast cancer at 42. It was considered young for breast cancer, and so several women and I wrote a book just outlining what it was like to be young and have breast cancer. It's not so much highlighted on treatment and things like that, but more just about our experiences. It was more like a diary. Sometimes type of thing.
That's what people need to hear more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, certainly, yes, because it's like a support group without going to one, which, by the way, I recommend if you are diagnosed with some sort of cancer or illness that it's hard to deal with. I think that going to a support group is invaluable, actually. And I resisted for months going to one. And then when I finally did, it changed everything.
Okay, Neri's dancing outside, trying to interrupt us without interrupting.
No. He's interrupting breast cancer. It's
what
terrible.
Is it and like trying to steal our spotlight?
Because well,
they're jealous. They're
it's
jealous.
A very serious
they're
moment.
They're so jealous because we're the cool kids,
right?
And we can
and we have the breasts.
Yes. Well, that's true.
That is true.
No, but in all seriousness, I do bring it up, and because I was young at the time and very healthy, you know, I was a vegetarian and never took the birth control pill, had no risk factors except for alcohol consumption, which is a risk factor.
Well, we're fine.
Yeah, ladies, everybody, listen up. No, but that's a limited risk factor, and it happened to me, and I was stage 3, and I was very sick. And I had a lot of surgery, a lot of treatment. I had great doctors, but I had chemotherapy. I had radiation. I had surgery upon surgery, you know, and I had a very specific drug called Herceptin, which changed, was a game changer and was only around because of fundraising and research and incredible doctors that do that research every day. So we are making progress with breast cancer treatment outcomes, but it still depended on fundraising. And so everybody should try and contribute if they can and just be aware. And ladies, don't think that it can happen to you, because it can. I'm not trying to scare people. But if you feel something or something's not right, just because the doctor says, oh, you're too young or it's not possible for you, that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, yeah. I've heard, like, I've read stories of girls like 22, 23 years old getting diagnosed with breast cancer. And that's
well, Christina Applegate terrifying. Got it at 38, I want to say, 37 or 38, which is before.
Well, she's like a huge, like, she's a celebrity.
Right.
But mm-hmm. I've read stories of 22 years old.
Right.
Yeah. What were, you're not even what were we get, doing at 22 years
that
old?
That is very young.
That's yeah. so young.
But you're not even supposed to get regular mammograms till you're 40. So,
exactly.
You know, if you're 15 years out from that, what are you yeah. supposed to do?
Why would you even think that that would happen to you?
Right.
The dog okay. taking it out.
So
like,
the laughter is so inappropriate right now as we're talking about young women developing breast cancer.
We're not laughing at Gina. Absolutely
no. That's
we're not that rude.
No.
We have our moments, but
and
we're
by
not
the
rude.
Way, just my dog just went outside. when young women are diagnosed with breast cancer, it's very aggressive.
Yeah.
And so certainly if you do notice something in your 20s or your 30s, it is something to be made note of, because as I said, it's very aggressive in your 20s and 30s because it's often fed by hormones. And when you're in your 20s and 30s, you have a lot of estrogen and progesterone, right. which can drive those cancers. So, you know, it's something that you just obviously need to be aware of. 1 in 8 women in America get breast cancer.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to, when we post this, we'll put up a link to the book.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or not.
Is Team Gina still a edit. Thing? And all that,
okay,
all that
edit.
Goodness?
No, because
edit.
the
Okay, and we'll.
But no. I know that you guys are really active
just because
like, in the local community.
The book is not currently in print because the treatments are just so different, so Got radically it. Different okay. 8 years later.
Right.
That we just decided that would be a disservice. Some girls might be looking to find like treatment options in the book, and it's just right. that's it's just different. Cancer treatment is changing in this country every day.
Right.
Which is a good thing.
But you yeah. guys are super active in the community, and I know that you guys do Absolutely. Like the Dolphins Cancer Run, and you
do
a whole bunch of other things like throughout mm-hmm. the year where you guys are constantly raising awareness. Like I told Paul earlier, I'm a super long time listener, but probably listening for half my life. So I'm very in the up and up with what you guys are like always, you know.
Stephanie knows everything.
No, it's not that I know. No, I just pay attention, and I know that it was, I remember when that was happening to you guys, and I,
wow.
I can,
I'm just, I, you know, we're, do you remember when he made the announcement?
Yeah, I do.
Really?
I do. And then I also remember hearing on the news of the day that you and Paul's mom got into that accident. And I, you know, and I didn't know you till tonight, but being that I've been listening to Paul for half my life, I feel like I know you guys. And I feel like, you know, I felt like it was a friend, like it was something happening to somebody I knew. And even though I've never met you, I hadn't met you until tonight, but it still affected me because it's like, wow, this is somebody that I've been, that's been in my radio, in my car with me for the last,
right,
you know,
somebody you've been listening
exactly.
to. Exactly. That you've been letting into your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So hearing that was heartbreaking. And I know that it was a really, you guys struggled a lot. And I admire you guys so much because you've just persevered through it and you're constantly doing things to raise awareness and to try to do as much as you can for other people. And that's, you don't have to do that, and you choose to, and that's great.
Well, I'm humbled that you are even considering me as part of your family or somebody that you might even think of on a daily
Stephanie
basis.
Just
but
so happy.
You know, the accident was horrific. It was,
yeah.
it was very, very bad. And I do remember actually seeing from my ICU room, somebody said to me, look, you made the news. And I remember them saying, a very unhappy Christmas for Paul Castronovo.
Right. Oh, my.
See, and I remember almost those exact same words. It was
something very scary like that, yeah. yes. And then I remember my husband saying, Dan Marino left a message, and he and his family are praying, which I remember was incredibly intense, just because It just meant a lot to my husband. It meant a lot to my husband. And just to imagine his family praying for us at their dinner table, as many people were, as like I said I was very humbled by that, was incredible. But I was near death and for many days. You know, I was in the hospital through Christmas and New Year's, and it was beyond intense how badly I was injured. And so
well, we're happy that you're here.
And I know that I was going somewhere with that, and now I sort of lost my train of thought, but you know, it just, it's just a testament to the great people like the firemen and the doctors and the people around here that just can really dig in and save you when you should not be alive. And so I'm just, I'll always be grateful to them for that.
Amen.
Definitely. Well, we're so happy that you're here.
Yeah, thank you. We are.
And you guys are, again, like staples in this community, and you guys have done so much over the last, Paul's been a part of this community for like the last 25 years, and it's been, or longer, I don't know, you would know better. but
you long guys, time. Well, no, the listeners have known him longer than I have, certainly. Oh, okay. So, they have a right to want to pry into his life a little bit.
Yeah. Do you guys still go to Maine every summer?
We do. Oh, we awesome. Love Maine. It's very...
Again, if you need help, like, dog sitting.
here at the house? Yeah. Sure.
Wherever.
Come on by.
Wherever you need
Wherever.
Me.
I mean, whatever.
Poor buddy. He has a hard time getting to Maine every summer because it's very hard to fly with your animal. I swear if I could figure it out, I'd make an animal airline. Because I'm, it's literally ridiculous. We have paid people to drive our dog to Maine. Oh, I'm not lying to you right now.
I'll drive your dog.
And that sounds and that sounds incredibly obnoxious, and I don't mean it to be that way. And it's not like an exorbitant amount of money, but we put him under the plane one time, and I will never do it again.
Terrifying.
I will never do it again. When we picked him up in that baggage claim, it was horrific, and he was wet and just clearly in distress, and was very hot, and it's just not acceptable. And everybody's like, "Oh, just make him a service dog, and whatever." And I'm like, you know, actually, it's annoying to me as someone who is qualified as disabled again because of the injuries of the car accident. I am incredibly compromised, but I just find that abhorrent to someone to make a Westie a service animal.
Right.
So therefore we have actually paid to drive him to Maine in the summertime, which is ridiculous, but okay.
Well, I did a summer abroad like 10 years ago, and when I remember getting off the plane in Madrid airport, in Badajoz airport, and I remember seeing these two giant kennels come out of on the baggage claim bell, and it was like two Great Danes that flew 9 hours from Miami to Madrid, and I was like, I could never.
How'd they look?
They were super excited to see their people.
Yeah,
you know, but you can tell like they were a little bit like rough, like not rough around the edges, but they were like
roughed up.
Yeah.
Well, they tell you not to sedate your animal underneath, because then if there's turbulence, they can't stabilize themselves. Like, imagine if you're passed out in your little crate, and then suddenly the air airplane starts bobbing up and down, and you're just smacking all around your crate.
Of course.
So they tell you not to do that, but I can't even imagine a Great Dane in a crate for 9 hours across the ocean. That's mean, sort of.
That is kind of sad.
Know.
Yeah. So...
I don't know.
Dog airline is not.
I'm not down with it.
It's not a bad idea, though.
It's really I need a doggy airline.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I'm in shock that nobody's done it yet.
Like, or a service or something. Like,
there's one, but it only flies to like Long Island or something weird like that. And it's like Boca to Long Island. I'm not lying. You laugh, but I'm not lying. But other than that,
who
picks up their dog in Long Island?
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. That's random,
someone make an airline.
Did you have to go to page 17 of Google to find that service?
No, it pops up right away because there's nothing else.
It's like a random, like, Boca to Long Island.
I mean, it sounds like a niche market to me.
It really does.
If anyone comes up with this after listening to us,
you owe me 10%.
We owe us 10%. I think Gina,
I would have said 15, but okay,
20, whatever. We can play with the numbers.
Yeah, I'm surprised because there's something for everything. Really, like, how is this, like, with the way that people care about their pets? Mm-hmm. How is this not a thing yet?
because most people just make them service animals.
True.
Because yeah. you can just get a note from your PCP or buy, you know, you can buy that vest like on Google. I mean, not Google, Amazon.
Of course.
You can just buy that little vest and nobody
questions. Yeah, and then because of HIPAA laws, you don't have exactly. to, you can't, you're not allowed to ask. Like, yeah,
they
well,
can't
what
say, if, what's your, what's yeah, wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
Right.
So, you know, yeah. I snuck my dog on a plane once.
You did what?
Cookie? I snuck my dog on a plane.
You just where put him was in your bag it? In your suitcase?
Yeah. She was in my carry-on.
How tiny is your dog?
She's like 2 pounds. I have like a 2 pound what? Chihuahua. Yeah. It's like
2 pounds?
Yeah, I've seen her. She's
it's
like
the size of a
big.
Sandwich.
Yeah. She's tiny. And at the time, sandwich. She was a puppy. So she was even smaller. She's 2 pounds now, full grown.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's terrified of my kids.
There was
yeah.
not barking? Did you drug it?
No.
What was happening
she
in
was
there?
Just really good. She doesn't really make a lot of noise.
You're unless like Paris Hilton.
Yeah, that's
was
what
it
I
like
felt
a little
like.
Paris Hilton.
That's
dog?
What I felt like. I had this. Big
of course you did.
It was Betsy Johnson like tote bag.
Wow. Okay.
So that I called my cousin smuggles her dog on a plane often. So,
but like, don't you have to put the bag through the so X-ray
what,
machine?
Well, yes, but this is what you do. So right, here's a lesson, everyone. there's 2 points where they check your ticket and your ticket's
can't
what even. Says
I
that
can't.
Like you're traveling with an animal. They check it when you first get security into like the zigzag before when you're actually going. Through the x-ray they don't check your ticket, it's already been checked, so you check your ticket there. So what you do is you hand the ticket to the TSA or whatever, and then you have the dog in the bag with like a sweater or something draped over it so that they can't see inside the bag, and the bag is empty and the dog's just running around in there. And then once you get
dogs running around in your bag,
I can't
and
even
once
imagine
you get
this scenario.
The actual x-ray machine, they've already assumed that if you're traveling with an animal, because you've been cleared to travel with an animal, so you just take the dog out of the bag like you're supposed to do, and you put the bag on the belt so it can go, it got screened, and you walk with the dog.
I have no idea what's happening right now. There's a bag, there's a dog, there's a sweater.
And then Stephanie is teaching
what
us how
is
to
happening?
Break laws right now. She's
and
teaching
the
us
other,
how to break
the
laws.
The other time where they check it is right before you board the plane. Ugh. And you just do the same thing. You put the dog back in the bag and you throw a sweater or whatever, scarf, whatever, over
I'm
the bag.
So
and you just
oh
get on
my.
And once you're on the plane, what the hell are they going to do? So...
Oh, okay,
there you
I'm
go.
Not going to try that with Buddy.
We
well,
do not
I'm
recommend
size of a ham.
This. Your dog is too big.
He's a ham. So,
we
he's
do
like
not. Okay,
we
ham.
Do not condone
for legal
smuggling
purposes,
animals on a plane.
We do not recommend you do this.
I've also only done
because
it
because
one
we
time.
Will get in trouble for this.
I've also only done it the one time. My cousin does this often. Like she's done it several
Shh.
Times. So. I didn't say her name. Nobody knows. I have a lot of cousins.
Listen.
I'm Hispanic. I have a lot of cousins.
It's the dog smuggling ring.
Shh.
Christy is dying.
Maybe instead of an airline, you should just have a dog smuggling
yeah,
ring.
Yeah,
just smuggle
we'll,
the dogs for people.
We'll teach
people. I can't
people.
Smuggle like a German shepherd on a fucking plane.
I don't
like,
know. Maybe
I
you
mean,
could.
You couldn't get a bag big enough.
Maybe
I
mean, you could.
I think you're just not working to your full potential.
I'm trying hard enough.
Yeah, you need to work a little bit harder.
Sorry, guys. I'm sorry I disappointed you.
How dare you?
How dare I? Oh, well. Next.
Ay, no puedo.
All right. Let's move on before you
Let's
know,
move
like,
on before someone gets arrested.
Seriously.
Okay. So,
you want to bring them in?
We can if... if they're like
if they no they look like they're involved in a conversation, we can keep going.
Yeah. Okay,
well, this is like the one of the other big things that we wanted to ask you.
Well, I feel like you've peered into my soul.
Well, now we want
exhausted.
Really? I'm sorry.
I feel like we've been going easy.
Yeah, we've
compared to what we did to Mike.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we were bad to Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really want to know about the boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, about your
Our
kids.
Children?
We're
yeah.
like,
no,
we really
not,
want to not know,
about
like,
them specifically,
not about them specifically,
but
like,
what it's like to raise teenage
like,
boys.
What, do they really smell? Like, that's a real
they
thing.
They do smell.
Do they?
Really? But that only comes later.
Yeah, 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 but
that's
like, when
only
later?
Joy of
like,
later.
When do we have to, like, we,
of
we
the just, smell, or what do you want like, to worry about first?
Well, I don't know, because we
porn?
Have 3-year-old.
Internet
like,
porn?
Yes, like, oh I'm worried about that shit. Like, I'm worried about, like,
right, because that shit comes fast.
Oh my God, how fast? And, like,
fast. Well, oh, you know, no. like as fast, you know, like young.
We've got 2 to 3 year olds here. Like
how many years?
I don't even know now because like there's so much more available.
Oh,
it's so much
so
quicker.
Oh.
But it's so. I'm sure you have to, and everything on television is horrific.
Yeah,
and there's
yeah.
a boob in every moment.
Oh, there yes. is.
I mean, I don't even know what to say about television. How you could block every channel?
You can't.
But I would say that. in middle school, it's quite challenging. And I would say that in middle school, some of the girls are very aggressive. I'm not pointing the finger at girls.
I'm looking at you, Seth.
But I'm finding that.
Why are you looking at me?
Because it was funny to say.
Just because I have a specific body type does not mean.
What are we talking about?
No, nothing.
She's saying she's the type that was aggressive in middle school.
I'm just picking on Seth.
Basically.
But, I mean, whatever.
With boys or just anyone?
Well, probably just anyone.
Wow. Wow.
No, there was a lot of texting going on, and a lot of it was from young ladies who would send images that
not in middle school.
I am telling you.
I'm so scared.
Sixth and seventh grade.
No,
they're too little.
Check
that age.
Their phones.
What?
And
Sophie's not getting a phone till she's 25.
Yeah, sure. I'm glad that you think that way.
And no matter how many times they're told this is illegal and you're gonna get in trouble and whatever,
they're not.
It happens, I actually saw it. I mean, I actually saw things. I saw irate fathers, you know, who were freaked out that their daughters were sending this stuff, that our children that were responding. I mean, it's bad. I mean, I don't know what happens. First of all, as a girl from a Catholic school,
yeah,
girls are the gatekeeper. I'm not saying girls are responsible for everything that happens. I'm saying girls are the gatekeeper.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. If you're going to send a guy a picture of yourself, they're all in.
Yeah.
They're in. Yeah. Okay. I'm just
so
saying.
So are their friends, too.
Yeah,
so.
And their friends are in, and everybody's in, and everybody's passing the picture around, yeah. And it's horrifying, and I don't know how you reach the children.
You have a girl. I don't have a girl.
No, and by the way, and boys, too.
Oh, I know.
I'm just saying, it's hard to reach them and make them realize that this stuff is forever.
Point
and
me
that it's
away,
passed
please.
Around. And
I'm terrified.
It's scary. It's scary and it's terrifying.
It is terrifying.
And there's no boundaries. There's no modesty anymore. And by the way, have you been to a music festival lately?
No. Mm-hmm.
Have you been to the Tortuga Music Festival?
No.
Are you familiar with the cheeky bottom bathing suit?
Excuse me?
Yeah. Are you familiar with the cheeky bottom bathing suit?
What is this?
Yeah.
Because there are no high school girls that wear bathing suit bottoms anymore.
No.
They
Patty's
wear
niece.
Something called a cheeky bottom where their cheeks are out. It's a thong.
Yeah.
It's a glorified
it's a
thong. Yeah. And if they're not wearing it,
it's
apparently they're mocked.
A little bit out. Like apparently, that's all they got.
Well, yeah. That's I mean, it. If you go to Victoria's Secret, it's called the Cheekster.
Yeah, exactly.
That, where it's like a boy short, but
it's
higher.
Shorter.
It's higher up, like on
I'm
your
so
butt.
Scared. And then
I'm terrified. No. I've seen like some of my friends who have nieces that are older, that are like just graduating high school, and I see their pictures on like
keep
Facebook and Instagram, and I'm like, the fuck is this shit?
Their ass is hanging
their
out.
Their asses are
their
hanging
ass
out.
Is hanging
but you
out.
Even see that, like,
and
I see that when
they,
we go to Disney.
And then they,
like,
oh, well, yeah, that too.
And then off they go to a music festival all day
and
with
like
15-year-old boys
top and, like,
in a bikini top and these little bottoms. And it's kind of scary. And I've brought it up to, you know, some of the parents are like, well, you know, if she wears anything else, then she's made fun of, or she'll have a meltdown or she'll cry. And I get it. I just really, you know, I
Sophie's
just was raised
a
in a different
school.
Time. And my father, I realized that I would have left my house. Like if I had been hell bent on wearing that,
I get it.
I would have worn something and I would have just taken it off and just worn that to the music festival.
I left the house all
whatever.
The time in a completely different outfit. And came.
I just wish that girls were a little more modest nowadays. And I know that sounds so old fashioned, and I'm not talking about like covering up everything. I mean, like, just not your ass out.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little coverage of the ass crack.
Just like leave something to the imagination.
Why is that the thing? Like, why can't
and
we
why?
Just cover
Christy
the
has
butt?
No words.
Like, why does the bathing suit have to become like even more naked than it is?
Yeah, it's already awful to go bathing suit shopping.
Yeah,
like right. I can't imagine
even
having to go shopping for a bathing suit thong.
Bathing suit with a kid that's half your age and has a perfect body.
Yeah, like forget about the fact that
he's
like,
a bathing of course,
suit store.
And they're the only ones that can wear those.
Yeah,
but exactly. It's just, it's wrong on so many levels.
It really
and
is.
Even when you, and you know, when you realize that many people are lurching at them.
Yeah, that's why. Like,
bars, yeah.
Like, I've seen people when I was out with, like, my nieces. Like, my nieces are in their, like, preteens, just starting their teenage years. And, like, I would see... And they're athletic girls, so they live in shorts and,
yeah,
like, sweats and stuff like that. Like, they're not exactly, like... They're very tomboyish, which, thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, they have their little fashionista moments about, like, they fix their hair and for, like, parties and stuff like that. And it's starting to happen now, but we haven't had the beach moments, thank God. But I've gone to places and there's, like, men looking at them. And I have screamed at people. I've been like, she is 12. Stop it. And Vanessa's going to cry now. yeah, like, that's one of our, like, biggest things. Like, we're, like, muddling through. Like, we talk about it all the time every week. It's like, we're muddling through, like, the toddler years.
Yeah.
Like, it terrifies us to think, like...
Well, you'll have a little respite, like, second, third, fourth grade.
Yeah. Okay, so we're good.
That'd be that horrifying.
Okay, because we're
I'm trying to remember it.
Because we're right now in the, like, pre-K stuff like that. We haven't even gotten to kindergarten.
We're still working on potty training.
But they're still, like, young enough to, like, love you and, like, want to be around you all the time.
Like, you're the best person in the world to them.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, my kids just like, mommy, come here. Mommy, see this, mommy. And I'm like, yes, baby, whatever you
want. And do you still help them with their, like, fun school projects?
Yeah.
Oh, I love doing
it. I can't throw away my craft bin.
With
all the little things I had, like the popsicle sticks and the little eyes, the floating eyes and the glitter and the glue. And so I just can't do it, even though he's, you know, 16 now. I still have it in the laundry room because I'm like, maybe someday I'll have grandchildren and I'll break out the... Because they won't have that anymore. They'll just... It'll all be online and be sad.
Never give up.
There'll be no posters.
No, never give up the craft stuff.
No, don't give up the craft stuff.
Don't give it up.
You can't.
I love crafting.
Maybe.
No, I love crafting.
Christy loves crafting so much, she's making wine glasses for
us. Yeah.
That's true.
I'm like, I'll make anything. Like, what do you... Like, if it stands still, I'm like, it's my little, like...
I can put glue on it. I can make it.
Yeah, I can do this.
See, I'm the opposite. I'm, like, anti... hoarding, so I throw everything out. Like, I save school projects for a year and then I throw them out.
I have binders.
No.
Yeah, I have binders.
I save a few.
I save a couple
per year.
Binders full.
Sophie, my daughter Sophia, she's like in the age where she's like learning how to write and like doodle. And she's like, look, mommy, I drew the family. And I'm like, okay. And she comes home every single day with like 20 sheets of paper with the same doodle. And I'm like, I want to save every single one, but I'm like, they all look exactly the same. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, this one's the best. I pick this one.
I'm not going to lie. I'll look back years from now at, like, if I do keep everything. And I want to be like, my son was a genius because I go through his stuff and I'm like, oh, this one's good. Oh, he didn't really try on this one. Oh, this one's really good. I'm like, well, this one he glued one little sticker to it. I'm like, nah, that can stay over there.
That can go in the garbage.
Yeah, like, oh, look, he did like a line on that one. No, we're not going to keep them. Oh, look, this one, he colored all of Winnie the Pooh. You're getting framed. You're going
on the fridge.
Well, we have one of those. We got gifted for Christmas. It's like a photo frame that goes on the wall that you open it and you can like put in the kid's artwork and you close
like
it.
A shadow box.
And so it's a shadow box, but like that it displays like whatever. So it's really cool. So we've got like a bunch of stuff in there and like I change it. And like whenever he does it, like a really good project in school, it's like, Nathan, come here. Look, it's going to go on the box. And he gets all excited and we put it in and we like all scream. And he's like, I did it. And I'm like, yeah, you did. And that was a good one. The rest of them are like, nah, let's leave those aside. Those you didn't try. These are the ones that look pretty.
He was having a bad day.
Well, there's ones that like they just give him a piece of paper and he looks at it and he goes, one line.
Done.
Leave me alone.
But like, you think he realizes that too, though?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he realizes that you're putting the best ones up.
He knows.
I would think.
Oh, and I know he realizes the ones that he's just like, no, mommy, I wasn't really trying on that one.
Right.
I wasn't feeling it.
I wasn't feeling that one. I didn't really want to do it. Like,
even now, AJ sometimes will say, you know, don't come to the lacrosse game. I don't need the pressure. I don't need you to look at it.
Aw.
And, you know, sort of like the examination of the work type of thing. But we always go anyway.
At what point do they stop wanting you around?
Well, it's hard to say with each kid, you know, but... I would, you know, I think they,
I think they want you around always. I can't be that negative.
You want a home when does they want you around?
When was the mommy don't hug me or don't kiss
that
me?
That still doesn't happen. And if you may not have heard tonight when AJ walked out the door, yeah. He said, I love you.
Oh, okay. He did. I didn't hear him
if
say
anyone's
it.
Listening, he didn't say that, really. If any high he, school like, girls or it. Boys or anyone.
They're not a demographic. It's okay. He said,
yeah.
Yeah, they're really
I'm pretty
not.
Sure.
They're
that, not listening exactly. to us. Exactly. But no. So that hasn't happened yet either.
Okay, that's good. Because good.
That gives me that hope. Gives me
but,
hope.
You know, I've never tried to, like, you know, run up and hug him in front of the high school or anything like that. But.
Oh, I'm totally for embarrassing Megan.
I'm not. Because yeah. I was embarrassed constantly. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if that's what you don't want to do, like, we're good. Like, it's fine. What I'm more concerned about, well, not more concerned, but one of my concerns is, like, how much do they eat? Because I've heard that teenage boys will like eat you out of house and home.
And yours right. eats now.
And mine has an incredible appetite now.
Mine too.
So I'm curious.
And that's horrifying to yeah. someone like myself who hates to cook. Like, I mean, it's just a nightmare. He eats a lot. Sometimes I'm like, oh my God. Annoyed. I'll be like, what?
But then like all his little friends come yeah. over and they are, and have like
but
such-
I do no but I do try to always have food and actually sometimes I'm happy like when I can provide like mm-hmm. when they come back on the boat from fishing and I have a big old bowl of pasta or something. They love that. But he eats a lot. Yeah. I mean, depending on the sport, but you know, depend the time of year and what he's doing, but yeah, he eats a lot.
He plays more than one sport?
No, just lacrosse.
Just lacrosse.
How many kids, like how many other teenage boys that are not yours do you have in here? Because like I saw three ones that didn't belong to you here.
the dog, like
it's like a dame. It's like we put him outside, and the husbands are like,
dog no. Is here with his friends as well. You know, it depends. I have a good story recently. I let him have a party, and I can't really go into too much detail, but there was a lot of kids here, and you know, there was a guest list,
right?
Of course,
and there was I hired my older son to be around outside to go and check on everything that was going on.
That means
on.
You paid him.
I did, and his nice. Girlfriend. And then I stayed in the house because I wasn't allowed to be out back, you know, with the party.
Of course not. Of course not.
The brother was allowed, but you...
Brother was. Well, the brother's closer in age.
Well, he's 24. He's so he was allowed to be back there.
He's cool.
And...
Brother is cool.
You know, I made sure there was a lot of food and a lot of water. Mm-hmm. And things like that.
Water.
And coolers outside. Yes. Oh, absolutely.
The brother's 24.
And then it was going really good. The party was going on for 4 hours. It was over at 1 a.m. And about 12-ish, 12:15, some kids wanted to come in the house to use the bathroom. So I was surprised because they were using the cabana bathroom.
Right.
And
she has a cabana.
I am sorry. I have a cabana bathroom.
Don't apologize.
Wait,
for having
don't apologize.
But
for
yes, but I want people to be able to follow
I want
along.
A cabana.
So the kids were using a bathroom that has a door from the outside.
Right.
So they were able to come and go. So when they wanted to come inside, I knew somebody was in the cabana bathroom and probably in distress. So of course I went in, I listened to the door, and of course the girls were like, stand up, come on, you can stand up.
Oh no.
So I was like, girls, let me in the bathroom. And sure enough, there was a poor little girl with her homecoming dress up around her, up around her waist.
Oh, no.
And vomit in her hair. And,
I mean, who hasn't been there?
No, I know, right? Like, I felt so bad for her. So, you know, the girl that she actually was supposed to go home with that night left her.
Oh, no.
Because she didn't want to bring the drunk girl home. So I cleaned her up, and her and this other gal that was really a very good friend of her. We cleaned her up, and as the party started to break down, I tried to call her parents several times, but no one would pick up the phone. And so finally I was like, well, who knows where she lives? And somebody said, I know. And so that same girl, we got in the car and I wrapped her in a blanket. Actually, here's the greatest part of the story. I said to my son, give me your keys because I'm taking your car.
Of course.
Yeah.
We're not taking my new car. with vomiting girl in the back seat. Nope. We're taking your car.
I wouldn't have taken my own car.
So I know. So I laid some towels on the back seat. I mean, that was the worst part of the whole thing, was that the one gal, you know, was struggling, and I made sure she got home and all that. But you know, you hate to see that. But as a girl, you know, you got to girl power. You got to stick together and that sort of thing.
Agreed.
You know, my son was, I did make my son clean the bathroom.
Good. Yeah, I would have too, but
I'm not cleaning the bathroom, please. Are you kidding me?
You wanted to have a party.
So did I say, right.
You clean up after your party.
Yeah, the whole, like, there were things that went in the garbage can that, like, you know, including the garbage can. Went in the garbage can. The garbage can from the bathroom went in the garbage can. It was just like, oh, it was bad.
It's done.
But, so, you know, there's that to look forward to.
That's so exciting.
And a lot of parents were like, well, you know, aren't you afraid of being sued and all that? And I'm like, look, I let some kids come over to my house. Kids never have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
This is the problem with teenagers now. They never have anywhere to go. They have nowhere to go.
I agree.
No one wants them to be around. And parents are afraid of being sued. So everyone Ubered. There were no cars on. I did not allow anyone to drive here. Every single person.
That's good.
That's a smart idea.
So no matter what they were doing.
It's good. Uber's a good thing.
They got home, except for the one gal, and I made sure she got home. So, you know, it was, you know, just.
Ugh. Everybody was taken care of, which is the important
thing.
I do like Uber. I like the idea of, like, everybody being able to get home safely.
Right.
Right. But I would have never put that little girl in.
Oh, no.
Being.
Not alone.
Not alone. Even because she was not aware of her surroundings.
Right.
You know,
right.
You don't know. Like, somebody could take advantage. You don't know what is going to drive up in your driveway. I'm very suspect of Uber drivers. I love them and I appreciate them, especially now that my son goes all around town in them. But I still never trust anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's all good.
Especially, if you're not conscious or you're not, like, able to make your own decisions, I definitely wouldn't trust an Uber driver.
Not. But
I told Jeff all the time, and he's like, oh, we could just Uber. I go, no, I don't want to get killed. And he's like, you know it's safe. I go, yeah, but it's my answer going to be
night,
for you.
It was great.
Like, and I trust Uber or not, but it's just my go-to response, because it's the same thing I said when we were in Thailand. I'm like, he's like, oh, we're going to go here. I'm like, great, they're going to kill us. He's like, why is everything with you?
Everyone's going to kill you.
They're going to kill us. I'm like, because.
Somebody needs to be aware.
No, because I want to be right. Because God forbid,
because you're haunting people, and you're gonna be like, "See, I told you, fucker."
That's what I told my brother.
If we succeed and we get to the place, fabulous, congratulations.
But if we didn't,
I was right, and you're gonna forever hear this for the rest of eternity.
Right. If someone killed you,
yeah.
Well, that's what I told my brother.
I'm gonna haunt your ass.
I told my brother, I'm like, if you don't go to the hospital. Because my brother just got into a motorcycle accident recently. Yes. I'm like, if you don't go to the hospital and make sure that you don't have a blood clot anywhere, if you die, I'm going to tell you I told you so. And he's like, but I'm dead. I'm not going to hear. I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to be at your funeral.
I will hire Teresa Caputo and she will come and fucking tell you.
I'm going to be at your funeral eulogizing your ass and be like, you know what, motherfucker? I told you so.
Yeah. It's all about the final
word. Did he have a blood clot?
No, he didn't. He was perfectly fine. But that's the point. I'm like, I want you to go to the hospital. I would rather waste the 5 hours, go to the hospital, and for them to be like, you are clear, then you fall asleep and then never wake up. Like, that's awful.
Does he wear a helmet?
Yes, he does. He wears a helmet.
Thank
he wears
God.
Gloves. He wears a jacket. Alive. He is not a dumbass. Like, he is completely protected. But
he's not a dumbass, but he's a stupid boy that allowed somebody else to say, no, you're fine.
Yeah. I don't know. There's been, like, plenty of, like, what the fuck were you thinking moments with this accident, but thank God he's okay.
Yeah. But yeah, it's all ultimately,
I still want to like beat him, but thank God he's okay.
Ultimately, it's all about like at the end, I'm okay with being wrong.
Yeah, but I just want
to
be right.
I'm totally okay with being wrong. So I'm like, yes, let's go to the hospital. Let's go do this. Let's go do that. But if I'm ever right.
You don't want me to be right.
I'm going to haunt you and you don't want me to be right. So just do it because I say so. Oh no, we're going to be fine or blah, blah, blah.
Okay. It'll be better for you if you listen to me.
Because, my husband has a great hobby of playing soccer.
Oh,
nice.
On Thursday nights.
The healthy one.
Yeah. No, that's not what it is.
And he has twisted his ankle. He has, the last one, the bad one, was he fractured his finger.
Okay.
And for
does
about
does he work with his hands?
He's with the computer all day.
Okay.
So the best was everybody was like, should you go to the doctor? And he's like,
No,
I'm fine.
Of course not.
I'm fine. Because he didn't want to like admit to anybody that he had actually hurt himself playing like a friendly game of soccer. Went to the hospital.
I see you, Jeffrey.
Yeah, it's all about him. I'm like, just go to the urgent care. Have them check it out. He's like, no, because if I get hurt, you're not going to let me play anymore.
You're already hurt.
I'm like, basically. I'm like, listen, let's just get you taken care of. And then after the fact, I'm going to say I told you so. So it's going to happen regardless. Right.
The I told you so is coming. Of course. And there's no way to stop it. Did he have a hand fracture?
He had his feet.
And they diagnosed it at the urgent care, which is my more stunned by.
Well, we have really good urgent care.
No, I'm happy to know this. Oh, I'm happy to know.
You guys don't have Baptist
that they can. What?
This hospital? You guys don't have like.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
No, they have Memorial. It's all up here. We have Baptist downstairs.
Baptist is great.
They're amazing. They like our urgent care system down in like the Miami area. It's Baptist Health.
Wow.
And it's Miami Children's Hospital for the kids.
Yeah. Well, Nicholas Children's.
Yeah. But it's great.
But they're like really like it's as close to being at the ER as possible.
Is that the commercial that Don Shula's wife does with the?
No, because Shula's is different.
No, are you sure they're not the
Baptist? DiMaggio.
No, are you sure they're not the Baptist Health System?
I have no idea.
I've never heard it, so you might be right, but I have no idea.
Oh no,
I read it.
Well, yeah, I trust like the Nicholas Children's Hospital. I trust
that's
them
where I always
because
go.
My daughter, when she was three, she broke her leg, and I took her to urgent care thinking she was being dramatic because my daughter's uber dramatic. So I took her to urgent care thinking she was being dramatic, and they're like, "No, she needs emergency surgery. We need to leave right now." And it is urgent care is really like. Like Chrissy said,
ER light.
ER light. It is.
When they said we need to leave right now, what happened?
Ambulance.
They got an ambulance.
Really? 8 o'clock at night on
Did
a Sunday.
Did they have to like sedate her or something? Because she was.
No.
Was she in so much pain or something?
No, she was in a lot of pain, but if she wasn't moving, she was fine because she broke her femur.
Ow.
So if she was laying still, she was okay. But they like strapped her to the gurney and put her on an ambulance. She fell asleep in my arms actually when she first broke her leg. Then she fell.
How'd she break her leg, Mama?
She fell on some playground equipment.
Really?
Yeah. She fell, and at first I was like, no, because like a couple months before, she twisted her ankle and didn't walk for a week. So I'm like, homegirl's dramatic. And then again, she fell, and I was like, okay, she's being dramatic again. Then like I was carrying her because she refused to walk. So I'm carrying her, and she fell asleep in my arms. And I'm like, if she was really in pain, she wouldn't fall asleep. But she fell asleep in my arms.
Well, the other day when she fell during dinner.
Well, yeah, after she, but now, yeah, like now she's, that she's broken her leg, every time she falls, she's like, "Mommy, I'm never gonna walk again."
Oh my gosh, I love the drama.
Yeah, she,
oh, oh no, she is, fell and it was like full on waterworks, oh,
like dramatic was, to the I nth degree. It. She is I've so dramatic. I'm never gonna walk.
It is hard to gauge though when,
exactly.
when the kids are then, really like, sick or not. Even to this day,
yeah.
Even at 16, they're still like, oh, I'm sick. And it turns out they're very sick. Or,
Mommy, I feel
or they're
fine.
Not. Or they have allergies. You can't tell.
Well, today my son told me, Mama, my belly hurts. And I'm like, does your belly really hurt? Or you just don't want to put on pants? I'm trying to get him to put on
Are you sure you weren't talking to your husband?
She's not wrong.
She is not wrong. Oh my God, I love her.
That was amazing.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong. Unfortunately, my husband was not home at the time. But yeah, he's like, Mama, my belly hurts. And I'm like,
Last time Sophie told me that her stomach hurt, I sent her ass to bed. And then 2 hours later, she vomited 5 times. So.
Right. Well, he hasn't. I haven't gotten any reports that he threw up. So I think we're okay.
Well, the thing was like,
he really just didn't want pants.
He just didn't want pants.
Well, yeah. Nathan, you can never tell. Because like my son has ear infections every once in a while. And sometimes won't tell you a thing, won't complain about it, and the next thing we know, full on ear infection. And then there's other days that he'll just be like picking at his ear, and my husband will be like, "Did your ear hurt?" And he goes, "Yeah, my ear hurt." And I'm like, "Don't ask him if his ear hurts." And my husband's like, "Why not?" I'm like, "Because he wants, because you just gave him an in." So he's scratching his ear. And my husband's like, "Did your ear hurt?" And Nathan's like, "Yes, Dad, my ear hurt. Ow."
Well,
and we check him and everything. His ear's fine. And he goes, "Dada, come, let's go play."
Oh,
and I'm
so
like,
sweet.
Oh, he's
adorable.
He's a little user, huh? He knows how to manipulate.
He told.
They know how to work.
Sounds like it.
But it's the best thing is like I'm like someone and he'll be up complaining about something and he'll go and my husband's first thing is, did your ear hurt? Yeah, Tata. My ear hurt.
Oh my.
And I'm like, don't ask him. Don't give him the thing.
Give him the idea.
Don't plant the idea.
Yeah, say Nathan. Does something hurt?
Are you okay?
Because if you say, does your ear hurt? He goes, yes.
Yeah, he'll say yes.
That's too specific.
That's a great idea.
Correct.
Yeah, yes, my ear hurts.
Like one of the last times Oliver had an ear infection, before we realized he had an ear infection, my mom was giving him tangerines and like the citrus, the acid. Every time he would eat a piece, he would like touch his ear and he would like kind of like tuck his hair behind his ear. Again, every single bite. And my mom would look at him like, I think he's broken. And I'm like, you think he's broken? Like maybe he has
a little twitch or something?
Yeah, like he would put the piece in his mouth and then like touch his ear. And then eat another piece and then touch his ear. I'm like,
he wanted to keep the smell of orange around him.
No, but
the taste was going into his ear.
It was stinging his ear because like the infection was all in his ear and in his throat.
All that's connected.
So it's all connected. So he would eat a piece and it would sting and then he would touch his ear. And then he would eat a piece and then touch his ear. And he ate two tangerines and he like all like however many pieces, eat a piece and touch his ear, eat a piece and touch his ear. I'm like, you didn't think to maybe tell me that? Maybe I need to take him to the doctor? I'm like, no? Okay.
Because you don't know when it's something and when it's not.
Exactly. I can't, how many times have I taken my kids to the doctor and the doctor's like, why the fuck are you here?
We are like,
the doctor needs like frequent, like a punch card.
He
like
really does.
Visit punch card.
The 10th visit is
the ER, urgent care, all of them.
I was at the doctor today. 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
But yes.
Yes, we were at the doctor this morning and then he tore his ACL last year and had surgery and rehab and then re-injured his ACL and is back in therapy. Oh, so I know it's
the
just
older
bigger.
They get, the worse.
Yeah, it's like bigger things.
It's like different. Yeah.
When they're little, it's like their little teeth coming out and whatnot, and then suddenly it's
they're big,
you know,
and then it's
worried
bigger
about
problems.
People yeah. clobbering them with a lacrosse stick in the head.
Lovely. Well, so much support.
But you know what's fun? I signed up for the scoreboard. I run the scoreboard during
nice.
The lacrosse game. Yes.
Look
it's
at you.
Fabulous. And then I also play the music.
Oh.
Fun.
It went good.
I like that.
The first time good. I did it, it went good. And then the second time, the lacrosse team gave me a list of songs they wanted me to play while they were warming up. So imagine me in the press box with, you know, in a giant big stadium and then the lacrosse team warming up and they gave me these rap songs that I'm playing and I'm told
it's like all hip hop.
I'm told they're clean. Right. And I'm setting up the scoreboard and like doing my things. And then I'm hearing, you know, y'all gonna make me lose my mind up in here, up in here. And then all
of
a sudden,
that.
Y'all
that
song. Gonna
that
have
great.
Me suck my.
Oh, ooh. Ooh. Right.
But
that isn't that
meanwhile,
song,
it is in the
right.
song at 32 seconds, and I reach across the skybox like I'm going for the master volume control. Like I can't stop
fast
it fast enough. And every single parent's head in the stadium looks up at the lacrosse. I mean, at the skybox when I'm up there. As it says, suck my
dick. Right.
And I was like, okay, so.
I'm like embarrassed for her.
Right? So embarrassing. Right? So now the kid, now I'm in like a tug of war every single lacrosse game between, I have to try to cross that line between like making the parents happy.
And making the kids happy.
And making the kids happy. The kids hate everything.
Of course.
Except anything that's vile.
Of course.
It has to be freaking vile for them to like it. And then the parents don't want to hear any of it. The coach wants nothing to do with it.
Of course not.
He only wants classic rock. It's like,
is it Paul?
Yeah. Right. Which exactly? Which we have plenty of on
right.
our.
I think you guys are
in our,
good at
in our music library, but it's just it's fun, lots of fun. But I try not
Seems
to get
like
too
fun.
Involved with the.
I have
whole,
another teenager question for you.
Yes,
we have lots of teenager
well,
questions.
Oh no!
One of my. My big fears, not fears, because like I hate saying
concerns
this. Like, as a woman, I hate saying this, but like girls around in the rooms, in like the whole, I really don't want to blame girls, but I'm just like petrified of the whole situation. I'm like,
what do you mean?
Of like girls, what?
Like girls
coming over, like, how do you handle that?
Wanting to study.
Quote unquote study.
Or wanting to.
That's not happening here.
Okay.
But.
Well, yeah, I kind of have that question because growing up, like, I have a younger brother. So growing up, when my boyfriends would come over, obviously they weren't allowed in my bedroom. But
never.
Now, my brother, who's 26, 27 years old.
Oh, yeah.
His girlfriend is, like, hanging out in his room, and she sleeps over all the time. And, like, I joke with my mom. I'm like, this chick has moved in. Like, she's, like, on down low. She's, like, moved. I love like, my brother's girlfriend. Like, low-key, she lives in my mom's house. So, yeah, I'm just wondering, like, here, like, do you let girls in his room?
No, there's very seldom girls in the room ever. Like, unless I'm, well, you see that, you know, our room is pretty close to his room.
Right.
I would not really allow that. Let's see. There's not a lot of girls around, which I find odd that the girls nowadays meet up with the guys. There's no,
but that's an Uber thing.
I know it's like an Uber thing. Wherever. There's so many different scenarios at play. It's really hard to grasp how they're and gasp,
right?
Because how are they dating? How are they interacting? There's really no first dates. There's proms and things, and they go everywhere in groups and they hook up. But I swear I must have asked him 1,000 times. Do you have a girlfriend? Do you see anybody? Right. Like, I try and see if he, you
and
know,
he's gonna
like,
be so totally no, honest.
Well,
with you.
Of course. But you know if. But some of my girlfriend's sons do have girlfriends, mm-hmm. and they are like, that's his girlfriend. They've been there for a couple of years, blah, 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 around. But I find the majority of kids, no, they don't. They hang out. Like, they text.
They're talking.
And they talk.
Right.
And they.
I love that phrase.
Nobody wants to, like, put a label on anything.
No. They never want to admit, like, if they're a boyfriend or a girlfriend. There's very few couples.
Melania's, please, that was forever.
Yeah.
Of what?
That's not like, that's like, that's so annoying that it's still going on. It's like, just date. Just be together.
Well, I will say this, that my son was going on a date.
Your and son's adorable, like,
it,
by
thank
the way.
You. He's so cute. Thank you. It was about a year ago. Mm-hmm. And he was going to go on the date. She was a cheerleader. Her dad's a doctor.
High five.
Whatever.
We were cheerleaders.
We were so excited. I was too. Thank you.
Oh.
And
raw sister. Christy was not. Look at her shaking her head.
I'm sorry, Christy.
You were in a sorority.
I'm sure.
Yeah, that's
like
worse than
were you a baton twirler or a pom pom girl?
Baton.
Like, okay. Thank you.
I knew it.
Same
knew
thing.
It, right? Did I
high
not
five.
Know it?
Let me
thank you. Now, okay.
I just wasn't a cheerleader. Right, someone, you never asked.
It's the same thing.
It never is. Oh, you wear a cute uniform.
No, baton is way more, I think, complicated. Thank you. As a cheerleader.
Is somebody standing on your shoulders?
Brutal. No, but every time that thing goes in the air, you got to catch it or you look like an idiot.
Yeah, no,
like you got to catch that thing every time.
You got
to
catch.
You have to catch other people.
You have to catch other people.
I know.
I had to catch human
beings. I never caught.
Beings.
Okay, can I just say this? I never caught anybody. I was always on the top. I was always on the top.
I was
top.
On the bottom. My other co-base, and I had a bruise on my arm from, like, my shoulder to, like, midway down my arm from, like, how many times the girl would land on the same spot.
Okay.
And it was just
I had awful. A horrible bruise on my thigh from, like, a sneaker that just,
right.
like.
Always living there.
Yeah. Yeah. Bruised my thigh. It was your fault, Gina.
I'm sorry. Sorry for being on top. What the heck were we even talking about?
No idea. Date with the cheerleader.
Oh, okay. So we read him the riot act because we wanted, like, you're going to go up, you're going to meet the father, you're going to shake his hand,
you're
going to do this.
Door.
I mean, I made sure he had a certain amount of money. I gave him $100. My husband's like, "You're
that's a lot."
No, I know. Stranger. It's crazy, right? My husband.
But
says,
better that.
But
he
they
had
were going for sushi because
oh
she
God.
Wanted to go for sushi.
Oh, she's got like
so my head.
Calm down, girl.
So in my
slow
head,
to go into Johnny
I'm
Rockets.
Like, how much could sushi cost?
Johnny Rockets.
How much could sushi cost? I'm thinking in my head, like, it could be a lot. Yeah. Guess how much dinner was? It was $60, by the way. But moving on, before the date even started. So my son was supposed to go up and meet the father, blah, blah, blah. And we told him everything to do. He gets there. She's already down in the hall. They live in a big, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. They live in a big, like, building. Like, she's in the penthouse, whatever. Okay. She's already in the lobby. She does not want him to come up and meet her father.
Of course not.
She doesn't, her father doesn't even know she's going out for the evening.
Oh, no.
Thank you. So they go out to dinner, and then, like I said, it's sushi, by the way, $60. So just so you know,
pretty standard.
Very
for sushi, though,
no, I, but expensive. It's a, this is a high school date.
Not for teenagers again. Like,
and
you said,
by the way, I gave him $100. My husband thought it was insane, and it was $60. Right. So he would have been embarrassed. Of course, you know, you could have had like a credit card
and
or whatever.
If I got like $20, that was like
for real
the best night ever.
Like, right? I barely had enough just go to like, go to a movie.
Yeah, like Taco Bell or whatever.
They were like still like $7.
Yeah,
it was like
right.
My so dad would give me $20 and expect change.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like full on dates. Like, this is like trying to.
Sushi's super nice.
Yeah, sushi's.
Right.
Like,
yet the girl is trying to be a little on the sly with her dad, which why? Why is she doing that? Like,
well.
is her dad an idiot or a meanie or is
when
she just doesn't
want
to bother? She's. I would. It's hard for me to imagine that she would be embarrassed or that AJ was taking her out. Whatever. Maybe she's not allowed to date. I mean, there's so many questions there.
Well, when your dad's a deacon,
that, like,
but he wasn't a deacon.
That's true. He wasn't a deacon.
She, exactly.
She left somewhere. So
exactly. So
and like she wasn't.
Why not? Why not let? Why not let a boy be chivalrous? And this is my point to
That's
some of these girls.
Yeah.
They don't allow. They don't demand any chivalry. They don't demand that guys take them out. They don't demand that their boys meet their dads. There's nothing like that anymore, and it's kind of disgusting, frankly.
If I tried to leave my house,
oh my god,
with and like, hey, I'm gonna go. It doesn't matter if it was friends or a boy, like if I tried to just like run out the door, my mother would be like,
"Excuse
Who do you
me?
Think
no,
you
correct.
Have to get down and like ring the doorbell."
Yep,
like,
correct.
I'm picking you up.
Well,
like,
my
I'm
cousin
let me run into a car. Even
don't
if
don't honk. What the fuck is that?
My cousin.
Oh, with, honk! Oh my god!
Dude. There are people, there
my
are
dad would have
honk.
Flipped.
My cousin.
Out.
My cousin lived with us for a few years because she lived in Venezuela. When things got really bad, her mom sent her here. To like finish high school here. So she lived with me, like she and I shared a room for most of my junior year in
yeah,
high
it was
school.
A long time.
But I went to private school with stuff, and she went to a public school. And like she met some guys and whatever, and they came to like take her out. And she was like, "Oh, I'm just gonna go out with my friends," and they honked. And my dad was like, "Oh, hell no. I may not be your father, but I am your uncle. You those boys need to come knock on the door." And it was, my cousin was like, "Oh my god, Theo, you're so embarrassing." And
no.
he was like, No. If they're gonna
you
take you out,
better.
They need to." And they were just friends, like just friends.
It
like,
doesn't
they,
matter. It's they, like a matter of respect.
No, but I'm just saying, like it wasn't like these guys were trying to date my cousin.
Right.
They were just like picking her up to give her a ride. My dad was like, "No, my dad, her uncle was, like, and not even like her blood uncle. Like she was married to my cousin's dad's sister. So my mom is her dad's sister." And my dad was like, "No, they need to come knock on the door. You're
of
not,
course.
You are not leaving this house unless they knock on the door."
Well, as parents, we should demand better.
I agree.
And as parents of girls, people should demand better.
I agree.
And they should see who their girl is leaving with for the night.
They're embarrassed. It's embarrassing at the moment, but like,
hey,
10 years
so
later,
what? So what?
Hey, buddy.
And buddy's back.
And buddy's back.
Guys in.
They're right. coming.
Let's get the guys in
come
here.
In. Come in.
Come inside, boys.
Come inside.
Come inside.
Yeah, no. Oh, come inside.
There's a hot microphone in here,
it's a
my
hot
husband.
Mic.
My husband, Paul Castronovo,
we'll
and Nary
knows that there's a hot mic
no one's yelling.
In the room and he
We're
can't
Latin,
take it.
Sweetie, we're loud.
Oh, is that what it is?
You're Hispanic too, babe.
I know. That's why I'm saying you're yelling.
They've handed a mic, and there's a mic being handed over, and
there you go. Slide right back into it, Paul.
Welcome back to
Bye,
work.
Everyone. It was a pleasure.
Why is that so funny?
She just gave up her mic.
She's saying that you're going to take over the show. Is what she's
no,
saying.
I'm so tired. Please leave my house. Why don't they ever leave?
Oh, we brought you donuts and cookies.
We did.
I'm
we brought you a
kid.
Maple bacon donut.
Okay.
You sit there.
I'm just trying to make people comfortable.
You know, it's funny. An hour or so ago, I walked in, and this is all nice. It looks like buzzards came through. Nary, look at this.
I'm the only one that hasn't eaten any of it.
Okay.
Well, who told you to get on a diet this week?
You know what? My doctor. And
I hope he listens to the doctor.
Yeah, everybody.
God knows he doesn't fucking listen to you. So.
He's exactly. The most boring guy I've ever had dinner with. Now that
he doesn't drink, he doesn't do shit.
Unbelievable. I'm like, would you like some smoked fish dip? He goes, no. Fish? Smoke? I don't smoke. I'm like, dude.
Sorry. I apologize.
How did the... podcast go with
really
my
wife. Great.
Amazing. We really? Love her. Can we keep her?
Please.
We really do want to keep her.
Was she interesting and funny?
Yes.
And
absolutely. Yes. She's amazing.
Telling any stories about her life as you know, the life that she
no,
leads?
She doesn't
no.
talk about you.
Shut up.
It's I know. Not about the boys, not about
you. See how she read between the lines? Does she talk about her life? No, you didn't come up.
At all.
The boys did, but you did not.
Oh, that's all right. I'm just staring at this thing. Mojo Donuts. And
Night Owl
cookies.
Those cookies or something else.
They're amazing.
Oh, and we have your donut over there, the maple bacon
one. Did you finish the wine? Not really. Not.
Yeah, we did.
Multiple, we opened a second bottle.
Multiple empty Merlot bottles.
Yeah. Of course.
Wow.
Duh.
So, yeah, did she tell you about what I found with the kid?
No.
What did you find?
Wait, you found something?
Yeah.
What?
Well, they're going to a party, and I'm like, it's St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, you know, don't be drinking. Like, no, Dad, come on. And as we're leaving the house, I see a bottle of vodka sitting in the grass.
Nice.
The only reason we saw it is because he pulled out and was about to leave, and then the lights shone upon. Like clearly his son threw it on the grass, waiting for us to leave so he could go back and retrieve it. Like, oh, my dad's coming out, I'm gonna throw.
Why
it.
Why wouldn't he just put it in the trunk?
He's 17.
In the fucking trunk.
He's stupid.
I feel like I had more sense in that at 17.
Exactly.
I knew to throw it in the fucking trunk.
Exactly. No, you can't see through a trunk lid.
Like, I'm not going to be like tomorrow going, hey, wait a minute. I know I got a bottle of Tito's around here somewhere. What? And they're like, I'm not stupid. What are you writing down?
She takes notes so we can do like the recap.
So then this is what Paul does. Paul goes, hey, go look at what that is.
He sends you to do his dirty work.
No, we didn't know what it was. We honestly had no idea what it was because we just saw something glitter in the light.
Let's be clear. I had a pretty good idea. I know my idea.
You?
I did.
I had no idea. I looked at it and I'm like, is that like an animal? What's going on here? Like, I'm so stupid.
You don't know what alcohol fucking looks like?
Not because he doesn't drink.
I don't drink.
It's so boring.
But it doesn't matter. First of all, it was a huge bottle. It wasn't like a small bottle. So it didn't look like anything but light.
It wasn't like a mini bottle.
It was
a
handle. You know the handle bottle? Yeah.
Was it Cheetos?
Yes.
Yeah. It was moonshine.
And it was
at home.
Moonshine. So that I go.
Mason jar, relax.
So that I get out of the car.
It had
and
a
I
handle.
Look it, and I look at it, and first of all, I touch it with my feet because I'm not stupid. I'm like, wait, if it's an animal,
it might bite.
I'm petting this shit. So I start. I look at it, and I kick it, and I'm like, yeah, it's a bottle. But I see his son, like, 10 feet away from me, looking over my direction. So I'm like, oh, fuck, all right. So I go back into the car, and he goes, what was it? I go, it's a bottle. And he goes, go get it. I'm like, God damn it. So I get out of the car, and I got to go get it now. And I did it, and I take it to him. And so now he calls his son over, and I was like, fuck, man. Because now I'm the narc. Now I feel like
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, now I feel like I'm the one that did the dirty work, so therefore, all. Now this kid is going to be like, oh, you know, his dad, his fucking guy, friend's a dick.
And he wants to be the cool uncle.
So that's what he told me. So he goes, why the fuck do you care what my son thinks about you? I'm like, I want to be the cool uncle, man. I want to be an asshole that rats on him. Like, ugh.
Yeah, so I'm so aggravated. Just, you know, it's exhausting. I know it's mama's in Merlot, but dads have it too. To deal with it.
Listen, Gina scared the shit out of us with what we have like to look forward
to. Did you give him stories?
Yeah.
There were stories. There were stories.
Yeah, I know.
We're terrified of like we have like a lull between like kinder to fifth grade.
I have a theory. I have a little bit of theory. And a theory is that they drive you. This is why if you love them so much, right? But when they're teenagers, you get to the point where you hate their guts. So it's when they go off to college, you don't friggin' freak out because you're like, get out.
Well, and Nick went to college away, right? Oh. He went to UF.
Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah.
We are ready for him to go as well. All right, son, let me drive you off to college. Good riddance, you know. But
you didn't cry? You didn't cry when you dropped him
off? I didn't cry. I cry when I write a check every week. Every time. I remember the stupid stuff I used to say to my dad. Hey, Dad, I need more books to help graduate. Oh, That'll be $200. I'd buy weed with it.
Yeah. Yeah. Those books are expensive.
They're super. Flammable.
I'm sorry. Allowed to say weed on podcasts?
Yes. Of course.
All right, just checking.
You can say whatever the fuck you want on this podcast.
Oh,
you can go for
oh
it.
Shit.
Stop making him curse. It's weird.
I like hearing him in the headphones.
So it's really weird for us to listen to Paul curse because I've said earlier, Paul has been in our lives for such a long time. And he's on like general, like regular.
Hold on, do you
radio.
See the reverence that they speak to me with? Honey, can you adapt some of that?
No,
a little reverence for you?
No, I'm kidding.
We like you. Gina's so cool.
I've been hearing that from all my friends for now 20 years.
Yes, we're keeping her.
Yeah. We're keeping her.
Where are we going on vacation this year? Nowhere? The kitchen?
The kitchen. Yeah, where are we going?
We have no money left because of the kitchen. I was just thinking about
all our money on the kitchen.
We usually have these, like, every year we do one lavish trip.
No.
And then this year it's like, no.
Oh, my wife does. My wife does that too. She goes to Italy.
You don't take him?
Hell no. When my mom's paying for it, no.
I wasn't even offered a chance to pay for my own way.
No. Oh, your mom paid?
My parents paid to take my
brother. But you can't bring your husband?
No. Who's going to watch my kids?
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. Sorry, bro.
That's your friend.
Sure.
That's your
friend. Do they have like an Uber?
Now, you know what he said on the radio when this whole conversation first went down? He goes, you can't go. I'm like, dude, first of all, I wasn't invited to go.
Nope.
Second of all, I wasn't invited to pay for my own way.
Nope.
But even if I was invited, I couldn't go because I have the kids. You know what his response
exactly.
was? Oh, she's fucking going to do it in Italy. That's what his response
was. I never said that.
Yes, you can drop an F-bomb on the regular fucking radio.
Yeah. It's terrible. You got an Italian dude over there? They love you
whatever
over there.
Happened oh, in Bella. Italy.
What happens
in Italy
cookies.
Stays in Italy.
Yeah, okay.
It's a different area code. It doesn't care.
Beepity bobbity. Beepity bobbity.
That's your Italian impression? Beepity bobbity?
That's Family Guy. Beepity bobbity. Beepity bobbity.
You ever seen Star Wars Family Guy where they're doing the Italian? That's.
Ah. I just I feel that in my Italian adjacent, I should be offended by you.
Adjacent.
That's my new word. I told you.
It's such a fun word.
I fucking love adding that to like the end of any phrase. It's the best.
What am I doing? What did you say? How did I offend
you? Italian adjacent.
Because Christy is Italian adjacent.
Remember, I'm Italian adjacent.
She married into it.
I got to deal with the last name. Therefore, I will be able to get mad for the country.
By the way, can I just say this? Tonight's an interesting night. It's the first time he's ever had Perrier.
Really?
The first time Neri's ever had
Perrier. Like, you know, it's funny. I told him this, and he looked at me as if I said, oh, I love green chicks with purple heads. That's exactly what he looked at me with his face like, what the f-?
It's not like it's new. It's been around for about 40 years.
And I had to.
Oh, they don't have it in Kendall.
And I had to explain to him.
We have Perrier in Kendall.
We do have Perrier.
I promise. I live in Kendall. We have Perrier in fucking Kendall.
First of all, you don't live in Kendall. Second of all,
I live in Kendall.
I grew up in Kendall.
I had a Perrier
in
before.
My explanation was, it's not that I haven't had access to it. I just never picked that over regular water. Like, if they go, do you have water?
It has bubbles.
And they give me, yeah. And that's all I said.
Soda.
Yeah. Agua con gas.
Con gas.
Exactly. That's exactly
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
I'm very cultured.
What would we do without you?
I have no idea.
We'd be so lost.
I'm not that cultured. I buy Publix freaking club soda.
They sell Perrier Publix.
Olives in my wine fridge. We live like
nobody,
animals
that,
here.
Nobody
look at
fucking
place.
Opens, by the way.
God, I know.
Do you want the olives?
No, I'm good.
Apologizing for how messy, quote unquote, I put that in the hard air quotes. Messy. She's like, it's not messier. And I'm like, this would be the cleanest my house has ever been if it was, quote unquote, only this, quote unquote.
You have
messy.
Two children.
Messy, do you have a kitchen? Because yeah. We have a huge plastic tarp in our kitchen right now. And yeah.
It's a nice tarp, though.
Yeah.
It is.
All right, there's bread on a counter in our living room, okay?
Perhaps you have this going on in your life, but I don't know.
Tarps is a normal thing for us.
Plastic tarps?
No, only the roof.
The roof.
The blue tarp. Yeah, I love that look.
We are Hispanic.
We're Hispanic, so there's a lot of things that are not.
I like that there's pasta in the bar outside.
There's like tortellini in the drawer outside.
You see that move the dog just made? Are you trying to get in the chair?
The dog
did that earlier.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. Buddy's our best friend.
There's a skunk outside. I smelled the skunk. I remember when he went running to the door, like sniff, 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 sniff. I'm me impressed, do my dog impression.
It's wonderful.
And then I
spot that comedian that could do the.
Was it you passing gas?
He goes, "You smell that?"
Like,
I smell it, and he came running, and he ran out in the yard. I think it was a skunk.
Okay.
Okay. We don't live in Iowa.
No,
or,
and there's no skunks around here.
There are skunks
no,
in South
I
Florida.
Don't know.
Ron McGill, I told
you. Okay.
called me that from Zoo Miami. Yeah.
Hey, buddy, it's what a is skunk that? Hunter. What is
oh, and if there was did you drop a name?
What? Please don't trip over that name you just dropped.
Careful, don't trip over that
oh,
name.
I dropped a zoo guy's name?
Ron McGill's a name?
Yes, wow. He's a name.
Okay.
In South Florida. I love Ron McGill.
Ron McGill.
I love him, but I've actually
met him. He's of my people, okay? So
how does he...
Will you stop being the dude? You're like... Paul's not that cool. I've met him before.
I never said Paul's not that cool. Whoa, hold the fuck up.
Oh.
Hold the fuck
up.
Hold on. Time out.
I met you before, too.
No. What she means to say was...
I love Gina.
Well, because she trashes me, you love her.
She's amazing.
What she means to say is that they were uber excited and nervous. I go, why are they nervous? They're just regular people. Calm down. That's what I said. I never. He's not a big fucking deal. I didn't say anything.
Why did I say he's not a big fucking deal?
Any of the sort.
That's what he said.
No, let's be clear. Listen, I like that.
I said
his show respect for someone who's earned their love, and they thought, you know, they probably fantasized about me for years. Then they go,
well,
I'm gonna go. Well, let's not go that far.
I'm joking.
And they're back on my side
I'm an asshole. I know why.
Honey, they had to come here and see that you have to have your own toilet in our bathroom.
But that's amazing, though.
I have blown up a lot of toilets.
Well, that's not that amazing. That's really weird. But 100% believe
you. Have your own toilet, and that I have my own toilet.
Did you show it to them?
Yes.
That's really cool. You saw my toilet?
No, we saw the door.
We saw the door to your toilet.
So you did the house tour?
Yes, we did. It's amazing.
I like the Larry David thing. What's the deal with the house tour?
I don't.
Oh, look, this is the couch, you know.
It wasn't much. I go, oh, look, here's a plastic tarp. Here's where our kitchen's going to be.
Our backyard is badass.
It is. We were telling her that it makes you forget that, like, there's a city.
Yeah.
We love it. I say that we're the only people that downloaded to a more expensive home. Yeah. Or downgraded or whatever. Downsized. That's the word. When I say downloaded, I'm such a digital man. Yeah. I'm totally downloaded. Digital, dude. I want a podcast.
Did you get this on the app? Holy shit, man. This is amazing. My app doesn't come with this house option.
I just stood outside.
House.
So what's the story with you and the cruise ships there?
What about them?
What do you do there? Are you the chef?
Yeah, look sure. at that. That's what I do. Sure. Chef.
No, do you love it?
I do. I really do. I told you, dude, I just love the fact that I get to do comedy and get paid for it.
See, like, but not that part of it. I would be like,
all I do is watch TV and or play video games.
Go
are you
out on the deck
me?
And
that's my life.
That's what I tell him.
At like 12 o'clock, he's like, oh, I'm going to go take a nap. Like, go outside and get fucking sun.
There's
like,
a gym
see,
on the
see, why see, here's the thing.
Person
here's,
I fucking know.
Like, yeah, he's right.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Everybody always says that because you look at a cruise as a vacation.
Yeah.
When it becomes part of your life, it's not the same.
Right.
You're looking at it like, oh my God, I never get to go outside. It's not being negative, it's being honest. People always do the same shit. Every job I've had, I used to work at an insurance company where I was an estimator. Oh, you leave the office? You have a company car? Oh my God, I would love that. It's fucking awesome for a month. And then after that, it's, oh wait, I'm in the fucking hot sun and I'm in the rain and I'm fucking...
But if you're on a cruise ship...
I'm so sad
for
you.
Oh, look, we're in problems,
fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my God, but when you go to the... I get to be on a luxury cruise ship.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining about it.
You are complaining.
No, I said I love...
so sad you're in Jamaica.
I said I love my job. And you said, why don't you go out and do something? Because I'm doing what I love to fucking do on cruise ship, which is watch TV and play fucking video games.
Question
and
is,
take
do you have
fuck
to
you
share
guys.
A do you share a, like a little stateroom with another dude?
No, I don't share any.
Only
stateroom.
When I go.
Yeah.
A little dude.
I'm a little dude.
Yeah. Little page boy is in his room.
I mean, like,
a man lives under his kilt.
Is that in your contract that you don't that you have your own private stateroom?
Well, yeah, I have my own cabin. Yeah.
You have your
own
balcony? Cabin?
No. Well, it depends on the cruise line. Everybody, the cruise lines are all different. Some cruise lines, there's one cruise line, and I'm not mentioning names. One cruise line puts you in a crew cabin, which is like the fucking, on the deck.
You're down there.
They're
yeah,
super
I'm
fun.
I'm down there like, shoveling coal into the engine. It's fucking awesome. And then.
Like when the rats run in the.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you were fucking a comedian on the goddamn Titanic. Like,
yeah,
what
no.
the fuck?
Yeah.
He was, yeah. Yes.
No need to curse that many times in one sentence.
Yes,
really, really don't need to. And then there's another cruise line that I work for that they put me in a ocean view cabin, so I have a window and I have the whole nine yards.
That would be nice. Yeah.
And that's when Neri sends us pictures.
Do you have the same agent for both gigs?
I don't have an agent.
Oh,
self-made.
So these are two mistakes you've made.
Self-made. Yeah, you're right. I don't give my money to. You know what I tell? You know what other comics that work on a cruise line find out that I don't have an agent? How'd you do that?
How can I get that? Because you know why? They're paying. They're getting paid the same money I get, except they're getting 10% to somebody else.
How do you do
I
that?
Take that 10% and give it to my wife. Not voluntarily, but she makes me. She forces me.
Do you miss him when he's on the road?
No.
Do you miss me when I'm gone from work and home at 11 a.m. some days?
Yes. Yes.
I swear, this is what it's like.
Wake
okay?
up and I'm like, oh my God. I just.
Oh, you're
no,
back?
You come home. You're like, what? So, like, you expect like a whole. Homecoming. Like a whole new reality.
No, but like.
Four hours later. It's like, nothing has fucking happened here.
Well, why can't
like,
you come run to me?
The lawn guy was here. The dog took a shit in the yard.
Well, you should like get up from the computer, at least go, hi, honey, how was your day at work? Bring me a drink, you know, kiss me on the cheek.
I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was 1957.
I'll be in the bed in a half hour. Let's go together. You know, we got free time. Oh, that's what it's going to be like.
Do you want your slippers waiting for you at the door and like a fucking fresh martini?
Are you reading my mind again?
Train your dog.
Somebody's reading my journal.
It's 2017.
No, I get it. I mean, look, you know, it's free time. Like when you go to Maine, I'm sad. I cry. I look out the window. When's she coming back?
He watches the rain trickle down the window.
It's a montage moment where he walks around the house and it's just like different rooms.
I make coffee for myself.
Gina, where are you?
Gina. I look at the dog. I go, you did this. To blame the dog. Kick him around. Well, put free time, quiet time
look
at the house.
Face.
Nice, right? When no
She's
one's around?
Like, no. This is just her face.
I need to, like, vocalize what I feel right now. It's not.
But you're a little drunk.
Well, there's that. It's just like I'm looking at you, and I'm just like, it's not coming to me.
You just hate me so much in front of everybody?
No, it's like you and the dog and, like, annoying me.
Why do we annoy you?
You're annoying me right now. You're,
what did I do?
I'm the same thing.
I don't know, that whole, married to the same person? Whole diatribe was just annoying.
My wife used to love our dogs.
Gino, I want to be you when I grow up.
Seriously.
These dogs.
Do you think we should get another dog to live with our dog?
Hell no.
No, Neri bought a dog, so it bought his dog.
Dog poop and feeds the
Neri
dog.
Neri bought his dog a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was my
yes,
dog.
Yes, because Neri's the best example in life.
No, it's like, not
that's
me.
The person
it's actually not
the
me.
Worst
it's
idea
Vanessa.
Ever. Yeah, Vanessa, how did that go for you?
Why?
Worst idea.
Yeah. Your dog was lonely, and now he's not.
The microphone, love.
Worst idea ever. Yeah. I heard it in the headphones.
Okay.
It's fine.
You heard the echo.
I heard the echo. It's fine.
So the dog doesn't need a dog.
Well, it has a dog, and it doesn't need it. I don't need
Which
it.
Which one came first?
Lady. And so, then came the asshole.
Wait, so you got...
We got the good dog, a bad one. And now they both suck.
See, that's what's going to happen.
This is what's
going to
happen. We have the perfect dog, and then we'll get the next dog. It's like having another child. And then, you know what? The child, it could be bad.
Bad seed. The bad seed.
Very bad child.
Trust me, you haven't met their second dog.
And it could be peeing all over on our furniture.
Awesome.
That
okay,
child.
That.
And chewing up the furniture.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Listen, Paul, I volunteered to drive the dog up to Maine, so don't worry.
I'll go
I got
with
you
her.
Covered.
I'll go with her.
This is fantastic news.
So
wow.
So one or two dogs. It doesn't matter.
We don't
That's
need
it. You don't need a second dog. I'll just drive it up to Maine.
I
don't worry.
I just feel that he's alone a lot, you know.
I will stay with him.
Now that you're this big career woman.
Now.
Did you guys talk about her job?
No, we did not actually.
We did not even discuss anything.
It's fantastic.
No. Did you tell them where the wine is or any of that?
Yeah.
Hey,
Doris Italian Market, nothing?
Yes,
okay,
we did.
Okay, good.
Yes, we did.
Do they only have one Doris?
There's seven Dorises.
Okay.
Yeah.
Doris I? Okay.
We need one in Miami, though. Can you tell them to open one
in Miami?
They need one, yeah.
In Sweetwater.
Sweetwater. Well, Sweetwater.
Sweetwater is one of those.
The closer to my house, the better.
One of those places where I just don't even know what it is.
Me neither. And I live
and
there.
And you live in it. Okay.
And
yeah.
I live there.
All right. Well.
There's actually a town called Sweetwater.
Yes, honey, really? There is.
And it was founded by Russian midgets.
Is it?
Retires,
in,
I'm not
it
lying.
It really was.
What are you
I'm
talking
not
about?
It was founded
God,
in, I forgot what year it is, but it was founded by was, a group of Russian
retired circus midgets.
Circus.
No, it is not. Yeah.
Are they still there?
No,
but this is where I live.
No.
This is the best story
That's
I've ever heard.
Her husband researched this
are
for
you
something.
Kidding me?
No, you did it for school.
No.
Are they retired from the Bringley Brothers Barnum and Bailey
the
Circus?
Russian circus.
It was a Russian circus.
It's a Russian circus.
Okay,
and this is where they came to retire. Yeah, it was Sweetwater. It was called Street Groves back then.
And that's in South Miami.
That's in South Miami.
Miami.
See what you learn
and
when you listen to this.
Small people.
Yes. Yeah, midgets.
Little people.
Dwarfs.
And are the
they were actually little, actually
are, like,
they were
are the buildings doors. Small there?
They used to be, but now the, those
they have
buildings
tiny have houses.
They raised your
they
roof raised lights?
They changed the buildings when the Hispanics came in to another extra
okay.
foot.
No,
so they added an extra
this
foot, and that's
fake
where there's
news. Fake news.
Why do they
fake
think news? No, 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 fake no, no, no.
They were Mexican. If they were Mexicans, they wouldn't have had to do that, right?
No, they would have stayed the same size. Just, you would have added extra shelves for all the knives. It would have been fine.
All the knives.
Florida store. You know who know about this?
Dave Barry. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Dave Barry.
That's
would,
a good that's one. I'm going on the air with this Monday
meet.
On my radio show.
Yeah.
That's another one I want to meet.
Small Russian circus performers.
Sweetwater was founded by
small
Russian
circus performers.
Tiny water. Florida.
Right, just make sure you
I'm
drop our name.
Let's ask Alexa.
Sweetwater, Florida. We go
oh
to
God,
history.
So right. Yes, he researched
I screenshotted this.
Among his buyers was a troop of Russian Among his buyers was a troop of Russian dwarves seeking a place to retire after a career in the circus. They built several mini skilled homes suited to their needs. For years, Sweetwater was known as the midget community. This was in 1938. I'm not. Oh my God.
Why does nobody believe
Gina.
Me?
Oh my God, you broke Gina.
You broke Gina.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Why does nobody ever believe me?
I believe you.
Yeah, I was like, this is facts.
How come I've lived here for 50 friggin' years and I've never heard this?
Yes. Well, now you know.
Now you know.
And knowing.
You learn things when you come on Mamas and Merlot.
And knowing is half the
Wait a second. I got something to say. 3, 2, 1. This is Paul Castronovo, and you're listening to Mamas and Merlot.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
And that about wraps it up. Folks, thanks for coming by this week.
Yeah, but
that's perfect.
How long are we done?
2:18.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah, we're done.
All right, guys. So on that note, thanks for checking us out. Check out Castronovo Vineyards. The wines are fan-freaking-tastic.
Yeah, we tried
again,
today.
We had the Chianti tonight, and it was amazing. Again, thanks for checking us out. If you have anything you want to share with us, if you want to hear anything, let us know. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, email, Mamas and Merlot, MOMMASANDMERLOT. And cheers.
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 Well, you're not going to give away Paul's Twitter?
Yes.
At Paul.
At Paul Castronovo? Is that what it is?
That works.
You say it. You do it.
At Castronovo Show. CastronovoVineyards.com.
Yes.
At Castronovo Wine on Facebook. That's enough.
Check out Anthony's Cold Fire Pizza. Check out Night Owl Cookie Company and Mojo Donuts.
By the way,
and
no one's done any of those things, right?
And can we do geekbro.net?
Geekbro.net.
You can find us on geekbro.net along with a slew of other podcasts.
I just picture some little kid in a room somewhere with a pad going, what did they just say? I got to write those down.
Like they can't pause.
Yeah.
Just go to geekbro.net.
And that wraps up another week of Mamas and Malone.
All right. Again, cheers.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.